This is North Shore High School Football on MSONewsSports.com. Thanksgiving morning. Lynn English, Lynn Classical from Banning Field and Lynn. With Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on this Thanksgiving morning. Our broadcast today is brought to you by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. The Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues of the state. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. Lynn Museum, combining the historic Lynn with the arts of today with Lynn Arts. Gloria Food Store of Beverly, Beverly's number one deli. Attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore now for over 25 years. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're at 85 High Street in Danvers. Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Honeydew Donuts, it's the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. And Sylvan Street Grill, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Well, we have both teams warming up out on the field at Manning Field in Lynn this morning, Thanksgiving morning, 2015. It's, we figured out it's the 10th time these two schools have played on this surface. Now, Rick, Tim and I have been here probably now. This is our eighth year that we've been here for Thanksgiving football on MSONewsSports.com or with the old site MoreStuffOnline.com. And, in that time, it has been, English, winning five out of the last seven games here in this series. So they've got a nice streak going here. English coming in with four wins, six losses on the season. Classical 2-8. But Classical has won their last two games, so they've got a two-game winning streak going on. I suppose the definitive game for Lynn English High School was their 22-20 loss in overtime to Marblehead right here at Manning Field. Two coaches, Chris Carroll from Lynn English High School, Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical High School. And again, both teams are warming up on just a spectacular Thanksgiving day here in Lynn. We've got sunshine, temperatures are warming up, just a gentle breeze out there right now. So great football weather, Tim, and this is a great rivalry matchup.
Oh, it certainly is, Bill. You know, I was just thinking back some many times as a youngster. I didn't go to either high school. I grew up in West Lynn, but didn't go to Classical. But Thanksgiving is... This is where you spent, or back in the old Manning Bowl, it's where you spent Thanksgiving morning. You get together with some friends, and you walk on down, and you get into the stadium, and we've talked about it last night. It was just an electric occasion. The stands were full, the energy was high, that the competition was almost secondary, just to the experience of being at the game, and again to keep it renewed on a yearly basis. It's really just something special, and looking out on the field and the weather conditions, absolutely perfect for the game. And I remember back when I was 13 and I was playing Babe Ruth baseball at the end of the season.
Not all that long ago either, Tim.
We won't even get into the number of decades it is. Oh my God, it's almost.
I'm sorry.
It's almost four,
you were on a roll too
until I
did that to you.
But we had gotten these beautiful wool jackets from our team, the Westland American Babe Ruth, and I wore it to Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah.
And it was pouring rain. And needless to say, that woolen jacket shrunk about four sizes by the time I got home. And I remember my father was really going to kill me because the jacket was essentially ruined. But it's what you did. You wore your identity. You wore where you were from, in the city. If you had something from West Lynn or Reese, you were wearing it. It was a pride thing. You were going to root for your side of the city back then, And I'm sure there's thousands of people through the ages that have had similar memories, maybe not ruining a brand new jacket, but certainly...
wardrobe related. They don't have to be wardrobe related.
Yeah, exactly.
Remembrances
but
here in the game. Yeah.
But there's been some specific memory that stands out, and for a lot of the adults that remember back, the years that the Shaman was across the way on Boston Street and the gatherings that took place there of Eastland and Westland merging together, and it was just like one big happy family and the rivalries, and it was so noisy in there. And then everybody made their way to Manning Bowl to see the game, and
wobbled their way up the street.
Sure there was a couple of those, and then you wobbled your way back to the Shaman for a little post game analysis, shall we say. And fortunately, Sharman is no longer there. But certainly tradition, I'm sure some places has picked it up.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's filled with so many traditions. The tailgating that goes on out of the parking lot. The St. Mary's car was doing it last night out of the back of the parking lot. There's so many things that are associated with it. Pre-game parties. When I first started dating my wife from Beverly, we would go to this one couple's house every Thanksgiving morning before the game. And it was a short walk to the field. So we'd en masse, all the adults, we'd all walk into the game, you know, sit together, cheer for Beverly, and then you went to your various homes for Thanksgiving. So there's so many traditions that everybody has of similar and different takes that, again, make this just not a football game, but a football experience.
All right. We're coming up here. We'll also be checking in just in a while here with Marty Smith. He's at Bertram Field in Salem. He'll be providing us reports on the Salem-Beverly game this Thanksgiving morning. And our website does have live streaming video of the Danvers-Gloucester game from Gloucester. From yesterday, Zamarian beat St. John's Prep 14-0. It was Bishop Benwick 36, St. Mary's 30 in a game broadcast right here on MSONewsSports.com. And Austin Prep down to Lynn Tech 41-26. Back with the coaches, Chris Carroll of Lynn English and Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical just ahead here as our pregame show rolls on.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Silverman Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Silverman Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Silverman Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical, is here with us. And, Tim, welcome. And Thanksgiving, Lynn English, Thanksgiving morning rivalry is here.
Absolutely. Excited about it. Big-time rivalry inside the city. So should be good. Should be fun.
Coach, tell us, I know we talk about this every year, it seems like, but what are your memories of waking up and playing on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, I always remember it being cold. Cold in the first half and then kind of thawing out in the second half. But I had a pretty good record against English, so I had some good memories. But overall, just knowing some of the guys on the other side and them knowing some of you guys and just having a very close rivalry and always clean, good old-fashioned football.
And, of course, now this year here, how are you looking at this year's game?
Well, I think we're pretty evenly matched. I think the two of us have, probably struggled over the year. I don't know if Chris would agree with that, but I think that we've struggled, but we're playing better as of late. And, we've got some guys who want to end their 2015 season on the right note?
Well, let's just talk about the team a little bit. What sort of things have come together in the final couple weeks of the season here at Boyer?
Well, I think we've kind of gotten our offensive line has kind of come together more past couple games. We've seen our skill positions making some more plays for us. So overall, I think we're playing better on the offensive side. Defensively, we've gotten some guys who were hurt earlier in the year back, and we're kind of we're as healthy as we've been all year, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know we haven't seen you since the Peabody game, but I know at that time it was a struggle putting points up on the board, and the offensive line obviously a piece of that.
Yeah, and I think just finding our identity. It took us a little longer than probably we'd hope for, but you know, just to identify what we're going to do well and what we can sustain and what we can, and you know, I think we've found that in the past couple of games. We've been able to put some good points on the board, so hopefully we can continue that on Thanksgiving.
Now, if you were a scout, if you were scouting your team and looking at your defense, who might be the couple of key players that you would say, you got to keep an eye on these two or three?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think the guy that stands out right away is number 18, Chandler Laguerre. He's one of our captains. He's a senior. He plays a little linebacker, plays safety. He'll rush the passer at times. He's kind of all over the place. He's the guy that looks like he's running and everyone else is in slow motion at times. I would say the other guy is Renzo Papatero, who's a D lineman, kind of a big time. He's getting recruited by a lot of places and things like that. He's a big highlight reel player, and you know, we're expecting big things from the two of them.
And Laguerre on offense too, he stands out as well.
Yep. Yeah, I think when we started integrating him more and more into the offense, and you know, we've kind of got a three-headed rushing attack right now. We've got Danny Maria at running back. We've got Laguerre at another running back, really going in motion a lot. And then we have Matt Laurie, our quarterback, who's rushing the ball pretty well. So once that happened, once we started gelling there, our offense looked much better.
Well, if you're scouting English here now, and you of course you have, what are the strengths of English football?
Well, I think they you know, they have a tremendous running back. Shepard, he's also you know, probably their best defender. I think they got a lot of skill player, a lot of speed, a lot of good players in the skill positions. Other than that, you know, they got the kid Garcia at offensive and defensive line is a vicious, tough football player. He's very good. So we got to make sure we know where he is at all times. And you know, I think you know, very athletic. They match up very well against our athleticism, and it should be a pretty good game.
Coach, any other thoughts about your classical team this season, the game on Thanksgiving Day, or the matchup with English?
Well, I think this is a special rivalry. I mean, you're looking out, you know, a lot of the teams now. I mean, there's only so many teams that are going to be in the playoffs after this week. So Thanksgiving's always a time for rivalries and kind of the kids' last game. And I think this is a special one around the state. I haven't been involved in many other ones, but I know that this one is very special to the city and very special to the kids. And a lot of these kids are close with each other and things like that. So it's always a well-fought game, and I expect that the same this year.
All right, Tim, good talking with you. Good, best of luck on Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, is with us. And, Chris, Thanksgiving with Classical.
Yes, very excited to be coaching my first Thanksgiving, Bill.
Tell me about what are your memories of waking up as a player on Thanksgiving Day and playing in the game?
You know, it's something special. You wake up early in the city of Lynn. It's crosstown. And you go there and the stadium's empty. You come out and it's filled. And then you're playing against kids you've grown up with. And it's a real memorable game. I was fortunate enough to play in four of them, and I can remember plays from every one of them.
How about a memory from one of your games on Thanksgiving?
It's got to be my senior year. We actually playing at Swampscott because Manning Bowl had just gotten demolished. We were 3-0 the last three Thanksgivings, and my classmates and I were the first. Classical 4-0 against Classical in quite some time. So just that, and just finishing up with a win in that last game in the Bulldog uniform was something special.
Well, you mentioned this is your first year as a head coach here at English High School. So what's that first year been like? What has it been like?
It's been great. A ton of learning experiences as a team, as a coaching staff. I think we have progressed from where we were at the beginning of the season to where we are now. We've played better of late. Had a, hiccup last week, but a lot of learning experiences.
Well, give me an area of or two of the games or of the game rather that has come together for English.
I think moving the ball offensively, we've gotten much better with more consistency. Really from that Marblehead game, well, the second half of the Peabody game on in particular, that Marblehead game was really a turning point, I think, for our team with confidence in moving the ball. We went a little more basic, put in the new I formation package to go along with our spread formations, and it really gave us a little more balance that we were seeking earlier on in the season.
Yeah. Individually, a player or two on both sides of the ball, offense, defense, that has come along this year for you?
A number of guys, but Jeremy Garcia defensively, defensive captain, he has really been our anchor in the three technique, and he's played tremendous the entire year, along with Jacob Miller right in the middle linebacker behind him. Offensively, Daquan Shepard, Tyler Story, kind of been the story of those two guys the last 4 weeks in particular really picked it up. And you can't go without talking about our freshman quarterback, Matt Severance, who has grown every single game, and he's going to be a heck of a player.
Yeah. How about your line, your offensive line?
Frank Perry anchors it. He's turned into a two-way player. He has been as consistent as it gets. He's a leader. He's taken control as a center and the leader of that offensive line, and he's also done a very good job this year for us.
All right. So if you were a scout in scouting Classical, which I think you may have already done that a little bit, who are you coming away with saying, we got to keep an eye on this guy and this guy and this guy?
They play well together, more so than just individually, but their quarterback's a good player. They have speed. They have a defensive lineman that's a very good player. And I just think, you have to play, you have to rally to the football, and you can't miss assignments against them.
Any other thoughts on this matchup with Classical on Thanksgiving as far as the X's and O's and what you're expecting from them and vice versa? Of course, you're not going to tell us too much here, but
No, you have a little bit longer to prepare. So the X's and O's, you hope that you're more prepared and the kids are ready. But, when the jitters start going on Thanksgiving for some of these guys, sometimes the X's and O's get thrown out and the emotions take over. So I'm just looking forward to being out there leading these guys into, our first Thanksgiving all together.
You, as a scientist, will have to harness those jitters, right?
That's it.
All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck on Thanksgiving Day.
Bill, thank you very much.
Lynn English High, head football coach Chris Carroll on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Back at Manning Field in Lynn, we're just a moments away from the kickoff between Lynn English and Lynn Classical, but joining us for a fast update from Bertram Field in Salem, Marty Smith. Marty, what's going on?
Good morning, Bill. We've just had the national anthems here in a sun-drenched Bertram Field on Thanksgiving morning. Crowd starting to file in. I think we might get the bleachers on this side of the field to be pretty much full. It's the 117th running of this Thanksgiving Day football classic between these two teams, and Beverly 7-3 coming into this football game. Salem is 2-8 this season, but the cliche is you throw the records out the window on Thanksgiving Day. Go ahead.
No, you got it. Go ahead.
Since the 100th game, the last 17 games, Beverly has won 12 and Salem has won 5. The last time that Salem won here at Bertram Field was, I just lost it. At any rate, that would have been in...
Well, it wasn't last year. We know that, right?
No, we know that. I'll find it. We're having a coin toss now at midfield.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. So check in with us when things break. All right. All right, that's Marty Smith with us live from Bertram Field in Salem, having the coin toss here. And Lynn Classical will be receiving the kick to get today's game underway. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, Xaverian beat St. John's Prep 14-0 at Fenway Park. In a game broadcast here on MSONewsSports.com, Bishop Fenwick beat St. Mary's 36-30. Cody Mullen, a big show last night for Fenwick High School, and it was... Austin Prep over Lynn Tech, 41-26. And we'll be following the scores of other games here on Channel B today. So if you know anybody that wants to follow this game, spread the word, give them a call, give them a text or whatever, and let them know that this game, the Lynn English, Lynn Classical game, is on Channel B on MSONewsSports.com. You can follow us on Twitter whenever for news and sports coverage. And also, if you want to email us on anything, email us at our email address, which is MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. English coming in at 4-6, Classical 2-8. But Classical has won their last two games over Cambridge and Salem, while I guess the big statement game this year for Lynn English High School was their overtime loss to Marblehead right here at Manning Field, 22-20. So I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here, wishing you all a great happy Thanksgiving. And as Marty was saying, sun splashed at Bertram Field in Salem. Same situation here, just down Highland Avenue and Western Avenue here on Route 107 in Lynn.
Yeah, a good strong arm, you could probably reach each field.
Exactly.
It's a straight shot. You can leave at halftime from one and get to the other field in time for the beginning of the second half.
So Lynn Classical will get ready to receive the kick. They're defending down to our right with the deep guys. One of them is Laguerre for Classical High School. Chandler Laguerre kicking off for... Lynn English High School. as they place the ball down at the 40-yard line. Rivera is back for Lynn Classical as well. And Daquan Shepherd will kick off for Lynn English High School.
Mr. Everything.
Yeah, he is the for English High School on offense and defense. Straight line drive kick high in the air, down fielded at the 2-yard line by the receiver Rivera. Upfield to the 15, 20, 25, down at about the 26-yard line. So a decent return for Rivera. No angles there, Tim. A kick straight down the middle, run back straight up the middle, and they stopped right in the middle, right between the two hash marks. And, well, we have an injured player right away. I think that's
number 50,
Danny Rose of Classical High School.
And we know how what a vital part of the Classical machine he is, as well as Laguerre. It was star player kicking to another on that particular kickoff.
Yeah,
Daquan Shepherd put the boot into that thing. It was not a line drive, but it didn't have a whole lot of elevation, not a lot of hang time, and that was the reason for the good return. But again, as you said, down to the 2-yard line, which you don't see very many high school kids do.
Yeah,
and he's straight on. He's a straight on kicker.
When I said line drive, I'm thinking, okay, a line drive kick means it's going to come maybe hit the turf at the 20, 15. This one was fielded in the air at the 2-yard line.
Yep. So, I mean, that's – and I'll tell you, there are college coaches that watch those various aspects. I mean, he's just a great all-around player, offensively, defensively,
you know,
special teams. And, boy, if you get a leg like that, And you're a senior, you know, you get to college, they can work with you on that. And that was, as you said, straight down the middle. So, you know, put him at the 30-yard line, and he's kicking that through the uprights.
You know, I'm not sure that's Danny Rose or not. It is Danny Rose. There's a different center in there now. So coming in over the ball at center right now for Classical is Jason Rutz, or Ruiz. And on first down, Danny Maria gets the handoff from the 22-yard line, gets out. Check there. From the 27-yard line was first down. So let's. So it was a 2-yard gain. So Classical starts at their 27. They get it out to the 29, and right there, Danny Maria with the 5-yard gain. The offensive line for Classical has Javian Delgado, a sophomore, Rizaldi Ibar, a junior, Renzo Papaterra. He's a big guy right there, 6'2", 240 senior, and Miguel Soto, a sophomore, 6'3", 290. A direct snap to quarterback Loria, hands off to Laguerre, sweeps the right side, just struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. Laguerre. Chandler Laguerre is another one of those players that you just, he pops out at you as you look down in the field for what he does on offense and defense. Wing or end at 6'2", 200 pounds. He's a senior and also on defense, linebacker for Tim Phelps and Lynn Classical High School. This will set up a third down and just about 8 for Classical as the ball's edging close to their own 30-yard line. Jaquiel Brown goes split end out right side, and there are two wideouts near side left. Classical working right to left here with a big third down, their first big third down of the day, Thanksgiving morning. And the quarterback here, Matt Loria, sprints out to the right side. He's cut down without throwing the football, picks up a couple of yards, but it'll be a punting situation for Classical High School. So he gets 2 yards, and the ball is placed down at about the 31, and Classical will punt. Or will they? Yes, they will. Is that Marcel back to receive the snap for the punt? No, it's Marcel. Marcel stands back at his 18, gets the boot, and a kind of a soft punt that comes down over midfield, lands at the 45, kicks back for English up to the 46, and there's no return there.
Retrieved by number 18, Kendall again.
And English starts at their own 46-yard line. Well, great happy Thanksgiving to you all here on MSONewsSports.com. Again, our Twitter feed is at MSONewsSports, and our email address, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Folks are still coming in here. I can see them lined up across the way. They have the two entrances going today at Manning Field. People are coming in off from Boston Street, walking in from those parking lots,
just
the Pennyworth area.
Just as they did at Thanksgiving in the old bowl.
Yeah, they no longer have those long overcoats and the brim hats, those guys in the stands, right, that you see in the photos. But nonetheless, the false start on English right away. Now, they've got a freshman quarterback, Matt Severance, 5'9", 150 pounds. Their offensive line features Emil Rossi, Jake Miller, Frank Perry, as Coach Carroll was talking about, Tayshawn Mentor, Jeremy Garcia. Brian Nunez also sees action on that offensive line. Daquan Shepard, the running back, 5'10", 180 pounds. And then at the end, you'll have Alfonso Robinson, Johnny Cosmos, Brett Holy, Tyler Story. Tyler Story is the big guy to watch here. I think he's lined up far side, wide left right now. English working left to right. First down, 15. Handoff inside. Shepard coming to the right. Midfield, 40, 35, 30. Down the right sidelines. Push to the sidelines. Inside the 20. Down near the 10, he's out of bounds at the 11.
Well, there was one guy that could catch it for Glasgow, and that was Laguerre, and he did the job, but not before a huge chunk of territory was picked up by Mr. Everything for the Bulldogs. Daquan Shepard, again, he's shown why he's such a valuable piece of this offense. Shepard again.
Shepard running near side right, turns the corner, strung out to the sidelines, goes out of bounds at the 2.
Such a powerful running back. He got ahead of steam going, and it is just tough to catch up to that young man. And again, the more people we talk to, the more we find out about the character of the young man. Talking to Peter Holy last night, he said he's the kind of kid, he knocks you over as he's carrying the ball and then reaches down and helps you get up afterwards.
Former Lynn English High coach Peter Holy was here at the game last night at the St. Mary's Bishop Fenwick game. Had a chance to talk with him during our game broadcast. Keep an eye on Tyler Story. Wide out, far side left. Wide out, Johnny Cosmos, near side right. Backs on each side of quarterback Severance. A handoff, Shepard straight ahead to the goal line and to the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run. Let's call it a 3-yard touchdown run.
Well, it didn't take Lynn English long once they got the hands on the ball. And again, you know, I was wondering, could they come out and replicate the effort today that they put on the field against Marblehead several weeks ago? And it looks like they've come ready to take it to Lynn Classical. Punishing running attack featuring, of course, Daquan Shepard.
Daquan Shepard. Tayshawn Mentor over the ball at center. 2-point conversion attempt coming up for English. And Severance right behind center. Hands off to the running back. Straight ahead run doesn't go. And that the runner for English High School was Alonzo Robinson. So he is stopped. And the 2 points fails.
That play just seems to take a long time to develop and get going, Bill. And Classical did a great job of jimming that up right at the point of attack, and they got a good comfort behind tackle to prevent Alonzo Robinson from, again, tacking those 2 points on. And again, when you're going for those two, it really becomes critical later in the game. As we saw last night, St. Mary's missed a 2-point conversion late in the game. And you don't know how that might have influenced their thinking as they eventually fell to Bishop Fenwick 36-30.
Yeah, the Shepard run was a 66-yard run to set that up. And then he went in. He ended up going in from 3 yards out for the touchdown. 9:17 to play first quarter, 6-0. Lynn English is leading Lynn Classical here on Thanksgiving here on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you here from Manning Field and Lynn. Shepard to kick off for the second time. This is a low kick, and it comes to the near side right. Fielded on the ground at the 13-yard line, and now the official says the Classical returner stepped out of bounds, which was Marcus Rivera. That's because he couldn't have gone down on his knee.
Oh, and, I don't know if he stepped out of bounds before he picked the ball up, Bill.
Right.
Because he was in the field to play when he picked it up.
You might be right. The ball was kind of dying as it came very close to the sidelines, and Rivera may have angled and might have put a foot out of the bounds. I think that's got to be the call, Tim, yeah. Because he was nowhere near being down.
Right.
And when he fielded it, he did not step out of bounds. That didn't appear to be an option. So here comes Classical back, second time, as they start at their 17-yard line here. And Loria, the quarterback, keeps it up over the 20 to the 24-yard line. So Loria turns up a nice gain of 7 yards on first down.
Yeah, he picked his way for those 7 yards, Bill, just trying to hide behind some of those linemen and waiting for little gaps to open up. Very slow play to watch happen. He didn't hit the line of scrimmage with a great burst of speed. He was more or less just looking for some place to run.
Wide out near side left, wide out far side right. And the quarterback, Loria, 6 foot, 205-pound junior for Classical, in the shotgun, handoff to Danny Maria, straight ahead, close to a first down out near the 26. He'll be short of the first down with a spot from the near side line judge. They had Chandler Laguerre in motion in the backfield.
I think Scott Cooper's into the cider already this morning. Bill's reporting both Marblehead and Swampscott bands have combined to rock Piper Stadium. It's like the supergroup Cream or Dino, Desi, and Billy. Now, you couldn't get further opposite ends of the spectrum.
Here is Loria, keeper, short of the first down. On the third down run, he stopped at the 25.
Daquan Chapman and Chris Gomez in on that tackle there. And I think it may have been Chris Gomez who knifed in and took his feet out from underneath him.
Marty is reporting that Kevin Morency had a pass to Matt Madden from 17 yards out. The point after kick is good. Beverly up 7-0, 8:19 to play first quarter. Update from Marty Smith at Bertram Field in Salem. So now 7:20 to go here, and Marcel will punt again. Left foot goes into the ball. Another soft kick. Rolls for Classical up near midfield, but touched by one of the Rams, Laguerre, at the 49, his own 49.
Yeah, he
should have let it roll a little more.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of odd that he was actually ahead of the ball.
Yeah.
And he turned around and just bent over and caught it, and it looked like it had enough momentum for another 2 or 3 yards, at least across midfield.
So, Tim, does that mean that they don't want any kind of return from English? Is that, with that kind of a punt?
Oh, you're definitely trying to kill it, give your coverage team a chance to get down there and circle it. You want the English receivers to be backing away from it because your coverage is down there so quickly. And again, you don't want Daquan Chapman to put his paws on the ball.
Matt Severance, the freshman quarterback from the Classical 45-yard line on first down, sprints to the right side, left arm toss upfield, incomplete. The intended receiver was Jaleel Gibson, the 5'10", 165 senior, offensive line for English, rather. Frank Perry, Tayshawn Mentor, Jeremy Garcia, Jake Miller, Emil Rossi, Brian Nunez. Defensively for Classical High School up front, Renzo Papatera, Noah Morris, Ahmed Jalasco, Javier Delgado. Back further on back is David Barnard, Danny Rose, and he went out injured earlier, so we're wondering if Danny is still out. We'll have to keep an eye out for number 50. I don't see him out there right now. Chandler Laguerre, Danny Maria, Ismail Johnson, Marcus Rivera, Chase Buono, Melvin Nieves, and Jaquiel Brown. Run play straight ahead. Shepherd from the 45. He charges down to the 40 for about a 5-yard gain. Shepherd. What did I say his big yard is? 66 yards. So Shepherd mounting those yards up here. First quarter here at Manning Field. English is leading here. 6-0. 3-yard touchdown run by Daquan Shepherd, but set up by a big 66-yard run by the senior running back for English High School. Daquan Shepherd, 5'10", 180 senior. They also have Sakata Chase, and can see some action as a wideout or running back, Jaleel Gibson. One wideout each way here for English High School. Severance takes the direct snap and runs straight ahead. He's got the first down. Inside the 35, down to the 31. He picks up 9 yards. He needed 5 to get the first down. A 9-yard run for Severance. First down at the 31 of Lynn Classical High School. Classical's got the bright yellow gold helmets, the gold pants, green shirts, that Green Bay look. And English High School with the silver helmets, the maroon shirts, and the silvery pants. Now the wideout, Johnny Cosmos, looking back at the coaching staff, just located behind him on the near side of the field. Direct snap coming to Severance. He takes it and runs. Without any hesitation, down inside the 25 to the 21. That is just about a 10-yard gain for the freshman quarterback. I think he's got a first down.
Yeah, he's not going to be happy with the back judge who got in his way, and he had to sort of run around him and allowed the classical defense to catch up to him. Otherwise, he'd have had another 5 or 6 yards on that run, Bill.
It is a first down for English High School. First quarter, 5:12 to play. 6-0, Lynn English is leading. Up on Channel A today, it is the Gloucester-Danvers game, and we'll have our updates from Marty Smith from Bertram Field in Salem. Beverly leading their 7-0 first quarter. Direct snap to Severance. Handoff goes to Alonzo Robinson. Starts to the left, now comes down the middle. Inside the 15, struggles to about the 13. And that's nearly a 7-yard gain for Robinson of English High School. 4:46 to play. And a timeout called by Classical and Coach Tim Phelps. Well, Lynn English is coached by Chris Carroll in his first year. The principal at English High School is Tom Strange. The athletic director is Gary Malaya. And Gary, former football coach here at English High School, is also on the coaching staff with Chris Carroll. Lynn Classical High School, head football coach Tim Phelps. Their principal, Gene Constantino. And Bill Devin is the athletic director at Classical High School. Should also add, Gary's the athletic director at English High School, Gary Malaya.
Well, already, Bill, the scores are starting to come in. Gloucester is driving on Danvers. They picked up two first downs on fourth down and short. So they're at midfield and moving. We've got Beverly 7-0 over Salem, 10-0 Marblehead over Swampscott, 6-0 Peabody over Saugus. Guess who scored for Peabody? Rivera 6-0 over Winthrop, Ipswich 13-0 over Hamilton Wenham, and Amesbury 7-6 over Newburyport.
Is there a prize if I guess Doug Santos and I am correct?
You win the Kewpie doll.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, Kevin Morency passed to Matt Madden for Beverly's touchdown from 17 yards out, and Beverly leads 7-0 over Salem. Here's Zaquan Shepherd taking the handoff, and on the 2nd and 3, loses a couple of yards. A lot of different Rams there to make the stop.
Yeah, just to give you a couple of lists, Jaquiel Brown was there. James Eldred was there. And a host of others, as they say.
Again, Danny Rose of English went off on the kickoff, injured, and not sure what his status is or where he is right now.
That he was on the bench behind the team.
Well, we think, yeah,
but
it had to be Rose, yeah.
I'm looking for him now on the sideline, unless he's blocked by one of the coaches.
Here's Severance to throw on third down in about 7, and he runs down to the 10, to the 5, to the sidelines, and out of bounds. And probably just shy of the 5.
And Smiley steps out of bounds because he had Danny Maria and Marcus Rivera closing him down around the 4-yard line. He smartly decided, well, I think I'll step outside on this one.
Rosaldi Ibar is in there defensively for Classical High School, number 52. Under 4 minutes to play, first quarter. English threatening again here. They're leading 6-0. Classical has just not been able to move the football. It's kind of been the story of the year in many ways, just struggling offensively. I see Tyler Story, wide out left side. He's such a big weapon as a receiver. But so far, they haven't needed to throw. Here's Severance on the keeper again. The quarterback runs off the right side of the line and in for a 6-yard touchdown run.
Well, Beverly has scored again. It's now 14-0. Sam Abatey with a 2-yard run. 6-yard touchdown, Barry, for Matt Severance. Manchester Essex up 7-0 over Georgetown at the end of the first quarter.
So Severance with the 6-yard touchdown run for English High School, giving them a 12-0 lead. They go for the 2-point conversion. Alonzo Robinson is in the back. Well, let's see. Is it Robinson taking the direct snap? It is. And a flag falls, and there's a procedure call against English High School.
Well, Mike Cody of Gloucester has thrown in the interception. Quinton Holland picked it off at the 31-yard line. Gloucester spent 10 minutes in 16 plays and came up empty, but they moved the ball against the Danvers D, so they know they have that capability. Now they just got to finish it off.
Is there a score there in that game? I'm sorry.
No, that was the opening drive.
Okay.
Which took the first quarter, essentially. Manchester Essex up now 14-0.
Amesbury leading Newburyport 7-6. I heard Mike Lynch is up there, I think, for that game, or that'll be featured on the Channel 5 7:30 show tonight. Now Severance back in the game, takes the direct snap, heaves it left corner of the end zone, looking for Story, and it's batted away incomplete. I think defensively for Classical High School, it was Jaquiel Brown who broke that up. So that two-point conversion pass fails, and we stay at 12-0. But this year, we talk about standout people that kind of stand out on the football field as athletes, and at times, Tyler Story, as a receiver, really has done that for English High School at 6'3", 180 pounds.
Yeah, and with the, you know, the cornerback who's covering is considerably shorter. You know, going to the corner is nice. I'd drag him across the middle and just throw it up high enough where only he can go up and get it and come down with it. Because once you start pinching a middle on the sideline, they become conscious of that marker, and they start watching the sideline and maybe not necessarily the ball.
MSLNewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here from Manning Field and Lynn. Marty Smith is in Salem at the Salem-Beverly game. We'll have reports for us as we roll through the day here on MSLNewsSports.com. Rick Moore, Paul Ingram in Gloucester for the Danvers-Gloucester game with our live streaming video. Here is Daquan Shepherd of English Tech. Kick off yet again to Classical High School. Started the game that way. Here's a good strong kick. This time he goes the long ball way. Long kick goes to the 2-yard line. Chandler Laguerre fields it. Comes upfield 20 to the 25, and he's hit down at the 30. And it looked like he was about to put the Jets on. And now we have an English player down hurt.
Yeah, Chris Gomez is the English coverage player who took out Chandler Laguerre. Lifted him, went down low, took him right off his pins. Laguerre flipped up in the air, held on to the ball, but Gomez paid the price. There he goes. He's up.
That's a good sign. He's looks like he's up walking off. He's got to come out now because of the delay, but he looks like he's okay. This Beverly touchdown was a 2-yard Sam Abatey run. The Miller kick was good. 14-0 Beverly, 3 minutes to play at Bertram Field. And earlier, Kevin Morency passed to Matt Madden for a 17-yard touchdown. So those two touchdowns, what, just 5 minutes apart? A little over 5 minutes apart for Beverly. Two touchdowns in the first quarter. It is the quarterback keeping the football and going straight ahead for English, for Classical High School, Loria. And then when he goes down, he did lose the ball, but the play is dead. Ball to the 31, a 1-yard gain for Classical's Loria.
Co-captain Jake Berry of the Beverly Panthers blocked the punt by Salem, recovered in the end zone, and Beverly is now up 21-0.
Oof.
In Salem. Now that I know where Jean DePlacido is, she's at the math. I had to go back to Madrid to find out what game she was at. She's at the Masco Pingree game. So now I know what.
Second down and 9. Laria back to pass, scrambling in some trouble. He's under pressure, and he's going to go down. Back inside the 25 at the 23 or 22.
Yeah, number 21, Sakata Chai, was in on that takedown. Came around the corner, chased the quarterback down, wouldn't let him go. And again, kind of a dangerous play by the quarterback. He was holding that football like a loaf of bread out there. Could potentially have lost that ball and given English an opportunity to pick it up and run with it.
I wonder if defensive signals are coming in from the English side, whether they're looking for a blitz here or not. Let's take a watch here. Laurier, last time out of the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Here comes the pressure, and he screens it out on the right side to Maria. Makes the catch on the right side. Starts it up to the 30. He picks up about 7 or 8 yards, but he's still going to be way short of a first down after that loss on second down. So now it's fourth down and about 9, and the Classical is going to have to punt the ball away again here. They've just struggled again on offense here. Under 2 minutes now to play in today's first quarter. 12-0 English leading. Two touchdowns, a 3-yard Daquan Shepherd run, and a 6-yard Matt Severance, quarterback keeper for English High School for the two scores here this morning. Snap comes back, and the punt goes off for Classical. And Marcel boots it away, and there's no return, and it's fielded at the 39. So English will start at their own 39 on this possession. We're brought to you in part today by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, it's the only way to go. And Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you here on MSONewsSports.com. Great sunny day at Manning Field and Lynn. See some clouds coming in a little bit from the west. And I did see the forecast last night, and they were talking about that. Might be the case here today, but it looks like a great day tomorrow as well. Still people lined up around the perimeter here. Stands not quite full across the way on this Thanksgiving morning. Severance of English back to pass. He takes a hit. The ball's up for grabs. It falls incomplete. Chandler Laguerre in. Level Severance in the backfield. He came in untouched practically. Severance stuck to his plan to release the football. Then he released the football, and it kind of was just kind of flipped out over the his lineman about 5 yards upfield, and there were no defenders right there. Had there been a defender, it would have been easy pickings for anybody. But Severance was lucky that there was no one right there. So let's see. That might be a defensive strategy that Classical might like. But, you know, it's interesting that they've done a lot of running, has English, so far here today. Now running out of the I formation, Severance hands off to the tailback. Shepherd straight ahead for 1 yard, maybe two, up to about the 41.
Yeah, nice takedown. Matt Laurier now not playing defense. Knife through to take out Daquan Shepherd by the ankles. And that's the most surest way to take a runner like him down. Get him low, wrap those feet together, and hang on for dear life.
One of our posts on the website is a daily post, North Shore Today, North Shore Today radio program. Listen now whenever you'd like to. Some of the rehash of some of the news of the day and guests as well. North Shore Today, weekdays on MSONewsSports.com. Usually goes up on the website a little after 8 o'clock in the morning, but is available for you at any time during the day. Quarterback Severance, hands off. This is Alfonso Robinson sweeping the left side, coming around left end. Short gainer. He'll be shy of the 45 and about 5 yards short of a first down. Just seconds to go now in the first quarter, and we've come to the end of the first quarter with a score. Lynn English 12, Lynn Classical nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Getting ready for the first snap of the second quarter. English with the football at a 12-0 lead, and they will punt. Fourth down and 5 for English from their 46-yard line. Shepherd punts it away. Good, high punt. English Classical will let it land, and Tyler Story surrounds it and lets it roll down to about the 22.
Well, the Panthers of Beverly certainly are up for today's game. They lead 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Salem has 3 yards of offense, Marty Smith is reporting. So we get some updated scores here so far. Most of these are in the first quarter. 0-0 Gloucester-Danvers, as the running backs for both teams are hashing it out. It's 12-0 here. It's 21-0, as I mentioned, Beverly over Salem. Marblehead 24-0 over Swampscott. Peabody 6-0 over Saugus. Revere 6-0 over Winthrop. Pingree now 14-13 over Masconomet. Ipswich 13-0 over Hamilton Wenham. Amesbury is trailing Newburyport 14-13, and Manchester leading Georgetown 14-0. Essex Tech 16-0 over Northeast, and Melrose leading Wakefield 7-0.
You have Manchester Essex leading 13-0?
I do.
Yep. Okay, yep. Chris Carr with a TD run, or two TD runs, actually. 27 yards and 52 yards. Wow. And did you have Ipswich is up?
13.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, you got it. You went through them very quickly, and I was unable to follow along carefully with you, Tim, and I'm trying to take
these
important
notes. Well, I'm trying to get my scores in between plays, Bill.
Laurie up, looking to pass, is sacked. Back inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Laurie up, had time, couldn't find anyone open, and then had to eat the football.
Number 18, Sean Hemingway for the Bulldogs, blasting through for that sack. Should I follow Rob Gronkowski, or should I be fearful of what he would tweet?
No, go ahead, follow him. Yeah,
okay.
He's all right. Hey, we're just underway, second quarter. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns from Manning Field and Lynn. 12-0. Lynn English is leading Lynn Classical here. Classical has the football, but they're going backwards right now. They've got a second down and 14. Wide out, two of them now coming near side right. Quarterback Matt Loria, the junior, 6 foot, 205 pounds, takes the direct snap and runs off the left side of the line. He struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. So it'll now be a third down and about 14 for the Rams. Well, again, we'd like to thank all the coaches and athletic directors this year for all of their help this fall and all the sports as well. And there's just so many things happening that the things that we just can't get and touch everything. But we were able to cover some great stories this year. Certainly the high school football stories, all the games that we did, the two games every Friday night, a weekend, other Saturday games, and all these. A lot of teams got a lot of coverage, and of course with our live streaming video. But again, could not do it without the help of the coaches and the athletic directors. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. And here is third down and long. Loria to throw way out on the left side for Laguerre. He's got it at midfield. Here he goes down the left sidelines. 30, 20, 10. Touchdown.
Beautiful pass down the far sideline, Bill. He caught him in stride. He had a step on the two defensive backs covering him and then just accelerated and pulled away from both 82 yards. And that ball traveled, Bill, probably at least nearly half that distance in the air. He threw it at the exact moment he needed to, exactly where he needed it. Again, Laguerre just put his arms up, cradled it in, secured it, and it was off to the races.
Wow. You know, Classical, we've just been talking about struggling offensively, and right there, they hit 82 yards on one pass play, and what a throw by Matt Loria. And then you have really Laguerre galloping down those left sidelines, getting under the football. Point after kick is up, and it is good. Just went through. Ishmael Johnson didn't have a lot on it, but went across the crossbar. You know, kicking is so impressive nowadays. I mean, you look at what the pros can do, what a lot of these high school kids to do. That one was a little weaker, but it was right on the money. It went through the uprights, but just over the crossbar with a little bit to spare, but he didn't drill that, if you will.
Well, you know, now you look at the extra point conversions that Lynn English has missed, and you know, you have Daquan Shepherd, who, you know, his kickoffs go 60 yards. And why you wouldn't just have him chip the ball up through and take that extra point. Now another Classical score and an extra point, and they steal the lead. And to this point in the game, Bill, English has truly dominated both sides of the football. And as you mentioned, you know, Classical just hasn't been able to get anything going. And just like that, they drop an 82-yard touchdown pass on you. And the same thing has happened at the Hamilton-Wenham game. There's been an 80-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Cooper for Hamilton Wenham. The extra point kick was blocked, but it's 13-6. So now it's a whole new game in Ipswich as well.
Now one of the Classical players is talking with the officials. I'm not sure what this is. Maybe there was something said afterwards, and they're bringing the players out to talk. I didn't see anything at all, so I'm not sure what's going on here. Something was said, or if something did happen after the play.
Well, the referee is being very emphatic.
You know, these aren't the captains either, so I'm thinking that it's just maybe something happened, and they're just quelling something before it starts. I'm not sure what that would be about, but 9 minutes, 54 seconds to play first half. There's no penalty call here, right? I mean, there's... So I don't know what this would be. Or there is a penalty, maybe.
Well,
no, there isn't. No, I thought they were going to move the football here on the kickoff.
I believe a player has been ejected.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like a player for English has been ejected from the game. And I don't know what that would be about. Maybe we'll find out a little more. Here's the kickoff. And it's a line drive kick by Classical, fielded at the 25-yard line. And
can Chandler Laguerre make any more plays for Lynn Classical?
Alonzo Robinson, and now a flag falls. Let's see what this is.
I think that may be a little excessive celebration on the part of Classical. Let's see. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Against both teams. So
both teams.
Things will stay where they are.
Now, what's really funny, from up here, Tim, we're not seeing anything. We're just nothing's coming out, and we might have, something must have happened after the touchdown or after the, but there were no flags unless we don't totally miss the flags at the end of the touchdown. But they, that wouldn't have impacted the other thing. So something clearly happened. We'll try to find out what it was, but, so it's whatever. It will be an English football at their own 25-yard line to start this possession. It's a 12-7 game with English leading Classical here second quarter, 9:43 to play till the half. Matt Severance, the freshman quarterback, has halfbacks on each side of him here, wideouts each way. Tyler Story wide to the left side. I think it's, you know, wide out off to the right side. This is Shepard taking the handoff. Slips down in the backfield, trying to make a cut back at the 20, a loss of 5 yards. There was pursuit in the backfield by Classical. They had him. They were chasing from behind and chasing from in front.
Well, suddenly the momentum here, Bill, with 9:27 to go in the second quarter, has shifted to the Lynn Classical Rams. Gloucester and Damas have just traded turnovers. Gloucester was starting a drive at their own 10-yard line. They fumbled at the 12, and Damas fumbled it right back on their possession. So Gloucester now is back on offense with about 3 minutes to go in the half there. Let's see. Ricky Arias has just scored for Salem. It is now 21-6.
I guess he had an interception there. And here is Matt Severance calling the play with a second down and 15 from the 20-yard line. Takes a direct snap, in traffic, heaves it up on the left side for Story. It knocked down incomplete, nearly intercepted by Jaquiel Brown of Classical High School. Oh, man, he is coming off the sideline saying, I can't believe I did not intercept that football. Jaquiel Brown broke it up, though. Two defenders around Story, and that's not a bad strategy with trying to defend Tyler Story.
Yeah, Chase Bona was the other Lynn Classical defender there.
Thanksgiving football on MSONewsSports.com.
20-0. Sorry, Bill. 20-0 Peabody in the second quarter.
Two wideouts for English to the near side left. Third down 15 from the 20. Severance, he's getting rushed, and he's hit. He throws it away, and a flag goes. Let's see what this. This may be intentional grounding. It is.
Yep.
Yeah, on Severance. Not sure about that one.
Marto D'Amato raised 60 yards for a touchdown for Peabody's last score.
I think Coach Chris Carroll wants the officials to huddle on this one. I mean, he's getting hit, and he does throw it away. So they are calling the intentional grounding on the English quarterback. Chris Carroll not happy with that call. Not happy in a summation of the last few events in this game either, I'm sure. And this puts English back inside their 5 at the 3 with a fourth down and forever. They got to get out to the 45 for a first down. They're at their 3, so now they punt from their own end zone. Daquan Shepard back of the end zone to receive the snap. Pulls it down. Right foot goes. It's blocked! The punt is blocked! It's loose in the end zone, and it's a safety.
Wow, you can see the pressure coming up. Shepard didn't have a whole lot of room. He was pinned against the back of the end zone. Klaskill just mounted an all-out kitchen sink charge across the line of scrimmage, and they had multiple bodies in front of Daquan Shepard. But it looks like Chandler LeGear once again. Can you call this kid's names any more times in the course of a first half? He has tackled. He has caught passes. He has run the ball. He has blocked punts. My good God.
Now it's a 12-9 game.
Crazy.
So, you know, this is the kind of stuff, Tim, that just happens on Thanksgiving. This happens in these rivalry games. It's just, it's hard to explain. How this happens is just different than other days. And this looks like, even though we have kind of beat up this playoff system over the last several weeks or years, if you will, with the way things have played out, these two teams are going at it here this morning.
There's so much tradition, you know, here. And Bill, this is a really good crowd. Looking at the stands across the way, they're minimum 75% full. So this is just a great turnout. It's a great day, great weather. And you get teams that are very equal. I mean, Classical's got two wins. English has four. But they have two of the premier players in the league. And both of those players have delivered today on the biggest day of their senior year.
Ricky Arias, with a 47-yard touchdown run. Kick fails. Beverly up 21-6, 8:08 in the half. Here's the free kick after the safety from the 20. Fielded at the 40 by Classical High School. Run by Jaquiel Brown up over midfield. Let's see where they mark the football down. Maybe right at midfield? Yeah, just shy of midfield, actually. So he stopped right there. We'll call it his own 49.
Linfield over North Reading. 8-0. Late in the first quarter.
Go ahead, Tim.
Still scores between Gloucester and Danvis. Neither one can really get anything established. We know that, you know, they Danvis 8-3, Gloucester 7-2, two big punishing teams. They are obviously just wailing away on each other.
They marked the ball at the 45 of English. First down for Classical, and it is a run, a quarterback keeper by Lauria. They had the ball at the 49, and they moved to the 45. So I'm going to reset that. They're starting at their own, at the 45 of Lynn English. So it's a gain of four there on the run by quarterback Matt Laurie of Classical High School. Timeout called by English. Wow, we got to get a little craziness here. And now the sky's getting a little more gray than it was before.
Yeah.
A lot like myself. English.
I'm going four. To.
Oh, come
that,
on.
Because I'm not like that. I'll spring annoy when you least expect it.
It's like this guy's a lot like me 10 years ago, maybe.
You just keep setting them up.
No, that's fine. I don't
really
mind. Hey,
really,
it's Thanksgiving, Tim, and I just feel like I need
reason.
To give back to you. I'm thankful for you. Every other week of the season, Tim, I'm just so thankful that to have you here.
Yeah, I know. It's just such an easy target, that bullseye on my back. My principal.
What?
Zapped me the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I said, see, it starts right at the top here, right from the top down to the bottom. Everybody takes a shot at me. That's okay. I have broad shoulders. I can take it.
It is a second down.
I'm going to go into my class and close the door and I cry like a baby.
Second down. Second down and six from the 41. Again, quarterback Loria keeps it, runs it ahead, slides to the 36. He should be just short of a first down.
Yeah, if he was able to keep his feet just a second longer, he'd been able to lunge across the 35-yard line for that first down. I don't know if he actually knew exactly where he had to get because he sort of gave up on that run a little bit, it seems.
I don't know. I just don't think he – I think something slipped out from under him. I don't think he could keep going anymore.
I can see the blade of artificial turf there. Yeah. Took him down.
7:19 to play here.
Okay, my innocuous score of the day, Bridgewater is losing to Rockland 21-0 in the first half.
Fake handoff to Laguerre, handoff inside to the fullback, and there's nothing there on third down. They were just inches away from a first down, and that play just developed too slowly. The handoff was to Danny Maria, who's a quite a bull horse. So now, what a decision here. This is normally a situation where Classical is going to go for this. With the ball at the 38-yard line, they need 3 yards for a first down. Just a moment ago, they were like a foot away from a first down. Tim Phelps, head football coach at Classical High School, sending his quarterback back out on the field with the play. So here is a big one here. With 6:26 to go, first half, it's a 12-9 game. English is leading Classical 12-9, and here is Loria out of the shotgun, wide outs each way. Now Laguerre comes in motion, fake handoff to him. Quarterback keeps it. He's not going to get it. He only gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe gets 1 yard, and the Bulldogs stop him. Number of different English Bulldogs in on the stop. Included was Adele Morales of English High School. Adele getting a little tap from his coaches on the sideline. Big number 70.
Oh, Beverly has scored again with 2:28 left to go in the second quarter. Christian Miller takes it 5 yards up the gut. So it is 28-6. Beverly over Salem.
There are two interviews on our website that I hope folks take a listen to that if they've been around North Shore football for a while. One is with Ken Perrone. We have a separate post on that. And we also put them in with our football preview piece from a couple of days ago. And Bill Hamer, the former coach at Beverly High School. Here's Severance on first down as English takes over at their 38. Runs slanting to the right side for maybe 3 yards.
You know, speaking of going gray, Bill, Tony Zero, the head coach of Gloucester, it will be gray before the end of this game as Gloucester has fumbled for the second time in the first half. Dam is recovering at the Gloucester 43-yard line. So two fumbles and an interception for Gloucester today have blunted any kind of offensive momentum that they have managed to get going.
Brett Holy split end out to the right side with Johnny Cosmos and two wideouts near side left for quarterback Matt Severance on a second down and 7 from the 42. Handoff Daquan Shepard straight ahead off the right side of the line up to the 46. He's short of the first down, which would be about the 48. So another 4 yards for Daquan Shepard. Shepard has a big... What did we call that run earlier today on my notes here?
The big one?
The big one was 61 yards. No, 66 yards.
Oh, okay.
66 yard run.
Up on me. Avery, 21-14 over Newburyport.
Here's Severance straight ahead for the first down on the keeper for English out to their own 48.
English looking like it's trying to take back some of that first quarter momentum that they had. Just power football right up the middle.
Well, their quarterback, Max Severance, a freshman, came on during the course of the year, established himself. He can run, he can throw, and he can run and then throw after running. So he can sprint out and get some room. He's not tall. He's 5'9", 150.
Dam is also unable to get anything going against Gloucester. They went 4-0, so Gloucester's offense back on the field at its own 41-yard line with just under 30 seconds to go in the first half. I think both coaches are going to be looking forward to getting to halftime.
Here is a handoff to the running back Cosmos coming near side. He's ripped down.
There you go.
Oh, and now we got a late flag here.
You could just see that evolving, Bill, as they got to the sideline. Classical defender had a hold up on his shoulder and basically just tossed him down out of bounds. And just as soon as they crossed the sideline, the flag went up in the air because he knew it wasn't going to turn out well. So on a play where you stop them, you give them a first down.
They call it a face mask. I was okay. Of course, we could not see the face masking happen, but I thought it was also could have been a late hit, and I didn't think it was an excessive force out of bounds because they were right near the sideline. Their momentum carried them into the bench, but the face mask, that's okay. That's the call. That's fine.
You couldn't see that from the angle that they were right in front of us.
First down at the 40 in classical territory, and Shepard goes 10 yards close to another first down at the 30.
Again, they've spotted something in the classical defensive alignment because they're going right up the gut. Big ball, big chunk of yardage. And Shepard literally jumped over a classical defender who was on the ground.
No huddle here for English High School. Clock runs here. Severance hands off Shepard again. Straight ahead, churning those legs for 4 yards to the 26.
Manchester Essex is stretching its lead over Georgetown to 25-0. Marblehead over Swampscott. 31-0 at this point. Revere still leading 6-0 at the half. Ipswich is leading 19-6 now. We want to thank all the staff of the Salem News that are firing out the tweets. Gene DiPlacido, Matt Jenkins, Dan Harrison, Phil Stacy, and all the other scores that Danny Ventura of the Herald is retweeting from around the eastern part of the state.
Here's Severance with a second down and 6, handing off to Shepard again, pounding inside, short of the first down, but getting close to the 21. Now, I had a chance to talk with John Kassian here, who works for the city and runs the events here at Manning Field, and we're talking about some different things, and it got me thinking, how well this facility is run and what a great job that the crew does here. And John is at all the events here. They've just finished so many different MIAA soccer games. I think they all went off flawlessly. The football this year has gone off flawlessly here. And what it is they've kept this place up. They've done a really nice job. This doesn't look any different than it did, 10 years ago when they opened this up, and maybe 8 years ago when they opened up the new stands and this area where we're in now, the press box area. There's a run by Alonzo Robinson. He's got a first down to the 16 for English High School, and we've got the two-minute warning being handed out here. But it just goes to show it's one thing to build it. It's another thing to maintain it. And they've done I got to give them a lot of credit here in the city of Lynn. They've just done a terrific job with this facility that gets so much use.
Yeah. And again, what it does, it generates income for the city, especially when you have the state terms coming in and fans from out of town coming in to watch their kids and family and friends play. And again, it's just one of the premier that the MIAA looks at this facility, both Manning Field and Frazier Field, the baseball field behind us, as, locations where they hold deep tournament games.
Shepard takes the handoff and goes in off the left side of the line from 16 yards out for a touchdown. Daquan Shepard with the touchdown. So Shepard, with a minute 53 to play in the first half, has scored his second touchdown of the morning here at Manning Field in Lynn. Also, a special thanks to our sponsors, our Lynn sponsors who have been with us for our Lynn games, the daily item of Lynn, itemlive.com. We'll talk actually with Steve Krause at the half here, their news editor, former sports editor, the Lynn Auditorium, Porthole Restaurant, Columbia Insurance, and the Lynn Museum. English going for the two-point conversion, and there's no indication. No, he did not get it on the rush. One of the English players put the hands up for the conversion, but the officials say no. So English now leads at 18-9. 2 points fail. But again, we could not do it without our sponsors. We do provide the radio on Friday nights from here, occasional live video streaming from here, but we do have a live video streaming game every week here on msonewsports.com. And without our sponsors, we couldn't deliver it for free to the users of the website. Again, we had interviews with the coaches throughout the season as well. Chris Carroll's been terrific, as Tim Phelps has always been here with us. Two great, energetic coaches. I think parents of these schools would be very happy, or are very happy, to have these coaches leading their teams. So now Shepard will kick off for English. Another touchdown for the Bulldogs there. Third of the morning. 18-9 the score. 2-point conversion fails. Shepard will kick off from right to left. Deep backs for Classical High School include Marcus Rivera and Chandler Laguerre. Laguerre near side here. Kick will be in the air from right to left. Marty Smith is reporting from Bertram Field in Salem for us. We'll check in with him as well soon. And here is the Shepherd kickoff. It's a ground ball kick, rolling and landing at the 40. Ahead it goes to the 20, fielded there by Laguerre. Up to the 30, hit there. Oh, he's still struggling to the 32, Chandler Laguerre. Oh, he is quite an athlete for Classical High School. So Rams have the football with a minute 43 to go, starting at their own 33.
Lynn English looking for a fumble call from the officials, but they were saying that Laguerre was down when the ball came out. But again, that was just extra effort on his part, trying to get his team in the best possible field position. As the time is winding down with, again, 1:43 left to go in the first half, Lynn English up now 18-9. But again, a touchdown brings them right back into it.
Do check back on the website after the game and later on in the day today for updates, post-game comments, videos from players and coaches from not just this game, but the Beverly-Salem game as well. The exchange from center to quarterback, mishandled by the quarterback. It lands on the turf, but Len Loria covers it up back at the 25. It's a loss of just about 8 yards for the Rams, setting them back to the 25.
Brett Holy in on that tackle, along with, once again, number 18, Sean Hemingway.
Well, they need an 82-yard touchdown pass here right now to Chandler Laguerre. They had one earlier. Maybe they need an 85-yarder. No, I guess they need a 75-yarder. Don't let actual math get in your way, Bill, of telling the story here. Don't let the facts mess things up here.
Yeah, that's right. Why ruin a good story?
Yeah, 25. Ball at the 25-yard line. Laguerre goes in motion. He takes the handoff. Comes around left end. Sweeps it up 30. 35.
Here he goes.
Look out. Midfield. Down to the 40. They're going to try to angle him off. He's to the 20, to the 10. He's hit and down.
Oh.
Inside the... No. He's inside the 5.
Well, Bill,
they
you
spot
didn't get
it at the 2.
You didn't get your 85-yard pass play, but you got an 82-yard run.
73-yard run, yeah.
73.
Yeah, oh, man.
Unbelievable. You know... He just, you weren't sure he's going to be able to get the corner. And then when he got the corner, it was just afterburner. And there was only one player left for Lynn English, Alonzo Robinson, with an opportunity to catch him. And as you said, he had the angle. And it was just enough of an angle to knock Laguerre out of bounds at the 2. So with 41 seconds left, Classical in position to put a score back on the table.
Well, they placed the ball at the 4. Danny Maria gets stopped right away without a game. So well, let's call that a 71-yard run because they initially had it at the 2, and somehow when we came back and they had the football back here, they put it at the 4. Now they lose a yard out to the 5 with 31 seconds to play in the first half, and the Rams call timeout. The score, 18-9, English leading Classical.
You know, despite 3 turnovers, Gloucester has outgained the Danvers offense 86-30. So Danvers still struggling to find some offensive momentum here late in the season. We saw their troubles against the staunch Melrose defense last week. And now against Gloucester, which is really fired up playing in front of the home crowd at Newell. And I'm sure it's a very, very good crowd there. Considering the records of both teams and the year that they both had going into the playoffs. Defensive struggle on hand at Newell Stadium.
Maria, the quarterback, Loria, rather, the quarterback, runs off the left side. He's down inside the 5 to the 4. They'd have a yard gain on that one. Another timeout called by the Rams. And the two teams will talk this over.
Now, the two Beverly captains that I talked to over the during the week, Jake Barry and Ryan Garrett played a huge role in the game there today with Barry scoring a touchdown and Ryan Garrity intercepting the ball after a nice gain by Salem. So Beverly is putting on a defensive show as well as an offensive explosion. Merrill leads Wakefield, for those of you interested, 20-0 at the end of the half.
Melrose going on to play at Gillette Stadium next Saturday in the D3 Super Bowl. Melrose here just last Friday, less than a week ago here at Manning Field, knocking off Danvers from the playoffs. Wish Coach Tim Morris and Melrose best of luck as they head to Gillette next weekend. So here it is a third down and goal for Classical, back at the 4-yard line, 22 seconds to play. The Rams are trailing 18-9. And the quarterback, Loria, in the shotgun, takes the snap. Hand off Laguerre. This time he comes right, and he's stopped in the backfield. No game. Well, earlier, the big run that we were just talking about, the 71-yard run by Laguerre, where he goes in motion from wing right or slot right from right to left, took the handoff. They had faked that a number of times and never gave him the football. That last time, of course, they gave him the football, and he went 71 yards. Timeout, Classical. That's their last timeout. What do we got, 2 seconds left? 2.7?
2.7.
2.7, fourth down, so it's coming down to one play here.
Yeah, and they need this touchdown. They really, really need this touchdown because English is going to get the ball to start the second half, and you don't want to give them that momentum going into the half with a four down stop inside the five-yard line and momentum coming out and getting that ball, and then, as we saw in the last possession, driving it down the field for a touchdown, because you don't want to get down by three scores right away in the second half. It just makes it that much of a deeper hole to climb out of. And again, emotionally, you can sometimes feel that sag. You can see your team sag a little bit. So again, they need to get the score here.
Ball is back out to the 6 yard line now after that loss. Fourth down and goal for the Rams. 2.7 seconds to play, first half. They're trailing 18-9. So here we go. Loria with wideouts each way. Laguerre slotted to the left side, comes in motion to the right, and a procedure call, or timeout? Timeout called by English just before the snap.
I'll try to get a look at what Classical was going to come up, what kind of formation they were going to use to try to tip their hand. PBD 26-0 at the half. Santos with 152 yards rushing. Time of possession, 14 minutes to 8 minutes. So PBD looking to end the season on a high note. And Doug Santos and his... he's a senior. Yeah.
Yeah.
His career with another outstanding yardage total.
English coming in, 4 wins, 6 losses. Their big statement game of the year, the overtime loss to Marblehead, 22-20. Classical 2-8. Their last two games, however, were wins, so they've got a little two-game winning streak going here coming into today's game. Neither team did make the MIAA playoffs this year. Chris Carroll in his first year as head coach at Lynn English High School, fighting for this last snap here with his team. Ball at the 6 yard line, fourth down and goal to go. We're back ready to go here after the timeout. Just seconds to go. Direct snap, Loria, pass left corner of the end zone.
That should
and
be a flag.
Yep.
Yes.
We got a pass interference call as Laguerre was the receiver down on the left and he was interfered with. Or was it Laguerre? No.
Number two.
Yeah, Jaquille Brown. Jaquille Brown was trying to get free and the defender kind of blocked him. And so this will be a flag. So can't end with a penalty. No time left on the clock. So they'll march off half the distance to the goal line from the six. So there's no time left. So English, or Classical rather, will get another crack here as the ball is creeps down to about the 3 yard line.
And if you got nothing to do after you've had your turkey
dinner, 2 yard line.
Go to Wachusett Mountain. They've got snow. Their snow beacons have been busy. So you average skiers.
Speaking about obscure, Tim. Thanks. Where did that come from?
It showed up on the tweet, so may as well pass it along.
Wah, you know, you were humming Wah, Wachusett earlier when you came in tonight. And now I get it.
Now,
okay.
I just had a feeling it was going to happen, though.
From the 2 yard line, here we go. Last play of the half. 18-9. The direct snap, Loria will keep it off left side. He's hit. Second effort. He's in. Touchdown.
Wow.
Matt Loria.
I didn't think he was going to get in, but he refused to get down, and he used his body length to simply dive forward and get and break the plane of the end zone. So, again, it tightens up here. 18-15, no time left. They'll be allowed to run the extra point attempt. They could close this to 1 point.
It did look, well, he was hit initially shy of the goal line, but his second effort does carry him into the end zone. Loria will hold now for Ishmael Johnson for the point after kick. Johnson hit the first one earlier. And so with no time left on the clock, Classical scores to make it 18-15. Point after kick, the snap is good. The ball is teed up. The kick is up. Hits the upright. No good. So the kick fails. So we stop at the end of the first half. It is 18-15.
Kind of an unusual score here, but
maybe we'll be talking to Marty Smith on the other side of the break.
All right, and we also have Steve Krause coming up at the half as well from the item, so stay with us right here on MSO News Sports. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. We're at the half here. The score, Lynn English, 18, and
I have to tell you real quick, Phil Stacey just said that when I was a kid, people were going to the stands at Virgin at halftime to sneak an adult beverage. Now they do it to sneak a smoke. Times have changed.
There you go.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Back at Manning Field and Lynn, Bill Newell with Tim Kearns, and it's 18-15, Lynn English leading Lynn Classical. Let's zip up Route 107 a few miles past the Market Basket, and there's Marty Smith at Bertram Field in Salem. Marty, what's the situation at the half in Salem?
It's a beautiful morning and a packed house here, over 3,000. It's our best estimate at Bertram Field, where we are halfway through halftime, 28-6, with Beverly Panthers leading the Salem Witches. And at one point, Salem on their third possession had only managed to get 6 yards of total offense, but then they had one really spectacular drive to get their touchdown on the scoreboard, but otherwise it's been pretty much as expected with Beverly dominating the football game.
All right. So, okay, so you're a little ahead of us, so we'll check back and a little bit later on then.
All right, I've got a scoring summary whenever you're ready for it.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Salem had the kickoff to start the football game, and because the
They went three plays and out, had to punt from their own 11-yard line. And on that snap, in the exchange, the football hit the ground. The punt only went to the 22-yard line, which sent Kevin Ferenczi up on quarterback from the Salem 22-yard line. Three plays later, a five-yard touchdown pass to Matt Madden. 6-0, throwing on 4th down and 4. It's a 4-play drive. Madden's kick is good. We're 7-0 with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Salem forced the punt again on their second possession and got the football only to their own 42. Beverly takes over 1st and 10 at the Salem 42. 8 plays later, Sam Abadi, a 2-yard touchdown run. Madden's kick is good. And we're 14-0. On the next Salem possession, Salem found themselves having a punt from their own 13. The punt was low. Jake Berry blocked it, punched it back into the end zone where he fell on top of it for the 6-point touchdown. Madden's kick was good, and the first quarter comes to an end with the score 21-0. And at that point, Salem only had 6 yards of total offense. Salem took the football on their own 9-yard line following that fumble recovery in the end zone and drove 91 yards. Downfield, Jared Lewis found the range with passes 9 yards to Xavier Cole, 10 yards to Ricky Arias, and 9 yards to Joel Nunez, and then handed off to Ricky Arias from the Beverly 47, and Arias found running room and daylight down the left sideline for a 47-yard touchdown run. The kick was blocked, and it's 21-6. Beverly came right back on their next possession. Breton and Ricky Arias went up and pulled down a Kevin Renzi pass that hit the 7-yard line of Salem. So Beverly's momentum stopped at that point on Arias' interception. Beverly gets the football back after Salem is forced to punt. And with 2:28 to play in the half, Christian Miller, a 6-yard touchdown run. Madden's kick is good, and we are at 28-6 here at Bertram Field.
All right, Marty. Sounds good. We'll check back. Okay. All right. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, coming up next in a moment, it's Krause and Kearns here at the half on MSLNewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Tim Kearns. We're back here at Manning Field with Lynn Ingus leading Lynn Classical 15. Okay, I'm trying to pick it out there. And can you hear me in the headset?
I can hear you just fine. Can
okay.
you hear me?
All right, the Lynn High School band is on the field. And Steve, over the past 5 or 6 years, the Lynn band has grown in numbers and grown in the quality of their presentation. And again, it's just such a nice thing to see that element of the schools coming back. I know it's a joint effort. But even still, for... I remember 6, 7 years, there were half a dozen kids.
The arts, from top on down in the city, there's been a very big concentration on the arts. And obviously that's reflected in the growth of the band and the improvement of the band. And, you know, it's a nice thing. It's good to have people who don't play sports get their moment in the sun. And it is a very gorgeous moment today because it is a gorgeous day.
Oh, it certainly is. And certainly the game has been... very competitive. It's had swings of momentum. Lynn Ingus, the first quarter dominant. Second quarter, Classical got that big pass play, and you could see the defense pick up the intensity, and they stopped Ingus. Ingus eventually scored again. Classical came back and scored again late in the second quarter. So the second half should be very, very interesting.
Well, you know, the interesting thing to me is that both teams have legitimate speedsters that are just, if once they get out in the open, it's good night, Irene. English has Shepard, Classical has Laguerre, and both of them have made their marks on the game already. And both quarterbacks are the same in that they tend to be more weapons with their legs than with their arms. So in the skill positions, it's a very even match, and, you know, one big play either way can change the momentum. I was really, for the sake of having a good game, I was really nervous that Classical was not going to score at the end of that half there, and I think it would have... made the second half very much different, but I'm so glad they did because, you know, you come here, and other than the fact you don't want to see kids get hurt, what you want is a nice competitive game. And unfortunately, we go around the North Shore, and there don't seem to be many of those today.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned just about the half to Bill. You know, the crowd has come back for today's game. For, you know, haven't seen the stands for the Thanksgiving Day game that full in several years. Which
yeah.
is good, which means the interest behind the teams is building back up to
them. Yeah. I, you know, it's one of those few little aspects of Americana that still exists around here. And, you know, as much grousing as we who have to work do about having to work, I don't know if I'd ever want it to change. I just think it's a single-day event. It doesn't matter whether the games mean anything or who. It's just... it's a single-day event. It's a tradition. It's Americana, or here at least. And, you know, I'm so glad to see it supported because just so much of this stuff has fallen by the wayside for any one of a number of reasons. And this is just, this is great. This is what high school football is to me.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, we have grown up in it. And I mentioned last night in our broadcast of St. Mary's Fabric, when I went down to Maryland to teach, first thing I said is, who do you play at Thanksgiving? I said, we've been done for 3 weeks by Thanksgiving. And I was like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. So, okay, I'm traveling back home for Thanksgiving. I'm not going to hang around here. And because this is how you spend the day.
Right.
You know, you get up early, you get to the game, then you go home and you have your turkey, then you go to sleep and you watch some football later on. You know, the day's already planned out for you. Every year. You know how this day unfolds.
Right. And, you know, if you are the parent of a player or somebody who for whom this game is like going to church, but you're up at 6 o'clock in the morning to prep that turkey too. You know, it's not, you know, it's a full day, but you know, it's nice to see people come together. And what I love more than anything, more than even the games themselves, is to just walk around before the games to see all the people reconnecting, you know, from different parts of college or wherever, you know.
It's not as much as it's an athletic event, it is a social event.
Right.
You know, it is what it is, what you said. It ties the community together. That, you know, kids from Lynn Classical reunite, kids from Lynn English reunite, and the players reunite from both sides.
Right.
And talk about the games that they played in.
And the minute this game is over, players on either side of whatever rivalry you're talking about have now become a part of history.
Yep.
And I think that is such a cool thing.
Yeah, and you're going to look back on your senior Thanksgiving Day game, and Daquan Shepard and Laguerre have certainly made their mark on today's contest. That in years in the future, people will look back about 2015 and go, how about that catch by Laguerre? How about that run by Daquan Shepard?
I'm just going to say one thing about that because you're right. But Timmy Frazier had a great career at Lynn Classical. You know, broke every record at the time there was to break, practically. Yet, when you mention Timmy Frazier, the first thing that anybody says is, wow, when he was in the ninth grade, he scored four touchdowns against Lynn English. Now, one of the years was settled by a kick. Yeah. Two 0-9 teams coming into the game, settled by a field goal. Those are the things, I mean, in any other context, they don't mean much.
Right.
But on Thanksgiving, they do.
It always means something. Let's look at some of the scores around. Certainly your team, the Prep, lost last night to Xavierian, despite an outstanding defensive effort.
And yeah.
That against any other team and in any other situation, you walk away with a W. The Prep just couldn't get anything going offensively themselves. But to give up 92 yards, as reported in the paper, to the number one team, Division I team in the state.
Defense played out of its mind. Unfortunately, the offense, like you say, couldn't get anything going.
Okay, Bill Newell wants to get back in because they're about to kick off to begin the second half. So I want to thank Steve Krause for coming down to join us at halftime and talk about the tradition of Thanksgiving Day game and what it means to all of us. Steve, thank you again, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Steve Krause, news editor of the Daily Item in Lynn. Great to see him on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to the Krause family. Hope they have a great Thanksgiving. And so we are ready for the kickoff. Classical to kick off to Lynn English. 18-15 our score. 18-15 our score. We are here getting ready for the third quarter. And the kickoff. Kind of an angling kick from near far side to near side. Fielded at the 32-yard line by an up-back run back to the 40-41. Hit right away. Recap the scoring for you as well as we got a chance here this first half.
Some third quarter scoring taking place already around the area.
I know Gloucester and Danvers were underway. I was just watching a little bit of that on my phone from Gloucester just a little while ago. That's on our website. I kind of had to reset that webpage to do it.
Is it a kinescope, though? You got the early version?
It's funny. My phone's only black and white. You know, yeah, I mean... It's
kids don't know what black and white is.
No, they don't. I guess they don't. It might have been funny if they knew what that was, yeah. So English takes over at their 41 after the kickoff to start the third quarter, and it's a run play for a very short gain, if at all. Daquan Shepard, the ball carrier.
Ball down by Deanie Maria. Nice tackle. Again, Classical's done a much better job of tackling Daquan Shepard since the early part of the second quarter. Let's see. Marblehead is still in. Just to give you our... in the break, and I'll try to do these slowly so, Bill, you can follow. in last night's action, of course, the Prep lost to Xavierian.
I was trying to help out.
14-0. St. Mary's lost here in a game that we did 36-30, and the Prep, Austin Prep, took down Lynn Tech 41-26.
2 yard gain for Shepard on that first run of the third quarter. Here's Severance back to pass. He's in trouble, and he's sacked back inside the 40. Maybe around the 37 is where they'll spot that football. So that would be a loss of over 5 yards for English High School, setting up a third down and 14. Matt Severance, the freshman quarterback, the offensive line anchored by Frank Perry, a junior, 5'10", 195. Other linemen include Tayshawn Mentor, Jake Miller, Emil Rossi, Jeremy Garcia, Brian Nunez. Checking into the game right now for English High School, I see where Sakata Che is coming in. Last play coming in, two quarterback Matt Severance, Daquan Shepard, the big linebacker and running back, 5'10", senior, 180 pounds. And also Tyler Story now, 6'3", 180, senior, goes wide out near side right. The give and pitches to Shepard, dances his way around right end, up to the 43, maybe the 44 before he's hit down. Noah Morris in on the hit as well as Danny Maria. So this will be short of the first down. They spotted at about the 43. So it's a decent gain of about 7 yards for Shepard, but it's a fourth down and 8 for the Bulldogs. So, Tim, you talked about Classical possibly, you know, if they came up short in the final seconds with that touchdown at the end of the first half, which they got, then they knew that English was going to get the football. So things are playing out their way right now for the Rams, even though they're down by the 3 points as they stop English on their first possession of the third quarter. Shepherd punts it. The punt is fielded by Brown, Jaquiel Brown, on the hop, and he runs quickly up over the 35 out near the 40. It almost looked like he might want to let that roll and not field the bouncing football, but he took it on a nice hop and ran it back out over the 35 to the 37.
Yeah, it was spinning pretty good, and I think his fear was that it was going to take a bigger bounce and further downfield that would set the Rams back, so he took it and again headed right to the far side of the field away from us there, and sets Claskill up in really good starting position. And again, they used that momentum off of that late touchdown, that stretch by Laurier, the quarterback, to get to that second touchdown into a really determined defensive stand there against Leningus on the opening possession.
Laurier to pass on first down. He's got a receiver coming over the middle, down in over the 45, down to the 40, to the 36-yard line. Is the ball loose? Yes, it is, and English has recovered it after James Elder had made the reception, the crossing pass, catch, and run. They turn it over back at the 37. So the ball goes from 37 to 37.
Well, he was trying to get more and more yardage, and you can see he was being spun around by the defenders. And number 8, Nathan Knopf, reached in. I almost sensed that there was a possible rip going to happen there, and it did as he went down into the pile, and Lynn English jumping on the ball. And again, they turned. All of a sudden, the tide has turned. Classical offensive drive. It was a great pass into the middle, and he had a seam to get up in. The English defenders closed on him, ripped the ball away, and now English starts at their own 36.
It is a first down for English at their 37-yard line, and Severance fakes the handoff, and now he passes out on the right side. Man open. It's Kuzmos. Catches at the 40, running down the left right sidelines to the 10. He's caught just before getting to the end zone. He'll be stopped at the 4 or 3-yard line. A big pass play.
Wow. Again, in stride. Beautiful pass from Severance. Hits him in stride along and wide open. I think that was a blown coverage somewhere because he had 5 yards at least between himself and the nearest defender. And the ball perfectly placed. Just shy of the goal line.
That was a running play there at that time by Alonzo Robinson straight ahead. So we're in the third quarter. English bringing it down to the 1-yard line. Second possession for them here in the second half. What a back and forth that was between these two teams. And so it's a second and goal from the 1-yard line. Got a big run play there by Johnny Kuzmos, or pass, I should say, Johnny Kuzmos, 5'10", 170. From the 1-yard line, I formation, Severance hands off Shepherd to the goal line and into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown run. Daquan Shepherd with the run.
Well, in a back and forth affair, Linfield has taken a 14-10 lead over North Reading, who had taken the lead 10-8 at the end of the first half. Gloucester and Davis still looking for directions to the end zone.
Which way is the end zone?
I'm telling you, someone's got to get a map.
What do you need that? What do you need those directions for?
Plenty have been there before. The problem is they both have been there before. They can't find their way.
The near stands here are absolutely full here, it looks like, here at Manning Field. So now the two-point conversion attempt with an eye in the backfield. Fake give. Here's Severance rolling left, throwing to the end zone. Wan wide open for the catch. That's Brett Holy.
Well, English will take a 26-15 lead with their second possession of the third quarter, 8 minutes, 11 seconds to go. And Glasgow has to now steal that momentum. You know that the English defense is going to come fired up, looking to put more points on the board. Boy, what a tough turn for Lynn Glasgow. They stopped English in their first possession in the second half. They get a good return on the kickoff. good first play for solid yardage, pass play, strip fumble on the receiver, and English turns it into 8 points.
We'll keep you posted on the games. Marty Smith is in Salem today for coverage of the Beverly-Salem game. Beverly was leading comfortably in that game, but we'll keep you posted on that. If you check back on the website for posts later on today with some post-game video comments from those two games, for the Salem-Beverly game, as well as, of course, this one here, the English Classical game. So Daquan Shepherd will kick off, and now a 26-15 lead for Lynn English High School over Classical High School. Soft kick fielded by an up back at the 35 without a return.
Doug Santos has his 10th career 200-yard game. Another touchdown. PB leads Saugus 32-0. Santos is nearing 2,000 yards.
Johan Santos with the covers up the football. So that was a 59-yard pass, the big setup pass to set up the English touchdown here, the first English touchdown here in the second half, the pass that went to Cosmos, from Severance. Ball at the 35-yard line for English High School. Laria, the quarterback, rolls to the right side, finds a receiver up at the 43, a sliding catch, about an 8 or 9 yard gain.
Davis pulled off a fake punt on fourth down and two and got 10 yards to the first down, set themselves up at the Gloucester 31-yard line.
James Eldred, the receiver, they're going to go right back to Eldred after he had the big catch and then unfortunately fumbled the football away. Now Classical sends three receivers out far side right, one Laguerre near side left. Second down, and two from the outside the 40. The keeper, quarterback, hands off rather to Maria, and he gets maybe 1 yard out near the 44.
He got initially stopped by some guy named Shepard, and then a teammate came up and finished him up, but it was Shepard's hit that slowed him down at first. Winthrop has taken a 7-6 lead over Revere on a Chris Sufante touchdown.
Under 7 minutes now to play, third quarter. 26-15, Lynn English is leading Classical. Jaquiel Brown goes split end out right side. Wood Laguerre now out to the right side. Near side left for Classical is Eldred. And we have a, looks like a procedure call coming up against the Rams. So that was a third and short, and now they'll have a third and long. They had a third down and about 1 or 2 yards for a first down.
Jim Coffey, the AD at Beverly, just tweeted out a picture of last year's Thanksgiving Day game that was covered in snow, and this year's with bright sunshine.
Beautiful day here, Thanksgiving 2015. This is the 10th year they've played on this surface at Manning Field in Lynn. Here is quarterback Laurier now with a third down and a long six to pass out on the right side, incomplete. He had the receiver out on the right side coming in, and that was Jaquiel Brown, but the pass went to the outside on the right.
And I think Jaquiel Brown cramped up as he planted his right foot and tried to reach back for that ball. He's got the cramp limp working right now. You can see him flexing it out.
Got an update from Marty. Christian Miller, 9-yard touchdown run. Kick is good. Is that 45-6?
35.
Oh, 35-6.
All right. At least according to my tally sheet.
Okay. Here's the punt.
Bill, you're demonstrating your skill with numbers once again.
It's blocked, and it's covered up by Daquan Shepherd at the 28-yard line.
All right. He rushes in, blocks the punt, turns around, and pounces on it to recover it. Once again, the big-time players showing up on the big stage in the big moments for both teams.
Chandler
Laguerre. Daquan Shepherd, yeah. Chandler Laguerre keep making these plays time and time again for their respective teams and what memories they're going to be able to take away from this game. No matter who wins and no matter what the final score is, each of those guys are going to know that they left it all out on the field that day and did everything they could to give their team the opportunity to win the game.
So this will be first down for English at the Lynn Classical 29-yard line. First and 10. Two wideouts for English, near side right, one far side left. Quarterback Matt Severance, the freshman, takes the direct snap from the shotgun. Here comes Laguerre. Takes him down.
Fumble.
Loose ball.
I think Classical has this.
I think they just got it after it bounced around a couple of times. This game is just unbelievable. They got it. The Rams take it back.
I'm prescient. Once again, you just had Daquan Shepard make the play for Lynn English, and on the very next play, Chandler Laguerre comes off the edge, chases down Severance, knocks the ball out of his hands, and Classical recovers the ensuing fumble to take over on their own 37-yard line.
Chandler Laguerre came in from the end, so he's coming at running horizontally to get Severance, and that looked like it took forever, but he gets there. And Severance must have been blocked out and could not see him coming, or else he would have gone down, done something with the football, thrown it away, or done something.
He was locked on his intended receiver running down the near sideline to Westville.
Yeah.
And again, Chandler Laguerre must have mufflers on his shoes because he didn't make a sound coming up to him.
Yeah, I think every English fan was saying, please just get rid of the football. please do something. This does not look good because everyone could see it except, unfortunately, Severance. Procedure call now on Classical as there was movement
Laguerre,
on the snap.
Laguerre went into motion, and then the running back moved also. Jaquiel Brown went into motion.
I think the line moved as well here. Yeah. So that'll push them back 5 yards, back to their own 32. They have a first down and 15. They need to get out to the 47. Two wideouts going far side right, including David Barnard and Jaquiel Brown. Two wide near side left. Halfback set to the left of quarterback Matt Loria on the first and 15 from the Classical 32-yard line. Fakes the handoff inside to Maria. Tosses out on the right side to Maria. Coming out of the backfield, he makes the catch but only gains 1 yard. English coverage there.
Yeah, slow developing play. Needed to get that ball a little bit sooner. He had some territory that he could have cut up into, but by the time the pass got there, English secondary had closed in on him and made the tackle.
Alonzo Robinson, one of the players there for English, making the hit. So it's gain of just one. Good read by Loria, the quarterback, to feel the pressure coming in and screen it out to his receiver slash running back Danny Maria, who was in the backfield with him. Laguerre, keep an eye on him, is a slot to the right side. Also out to the right is Jaquiel Brown. This will be third down and 14 for the Rams, trailing 26-15. And it's to Laguerre coming around left end, stops and goes and fights his way up to the near the 40.
Did a nice job. He was pinned in around the 35, and he just sort of took his time and let his lead blocker just create a scene, and he was able to scoot up the near sideline down in front of us for 5 yards, or a 4-yard gain. But again, it looked like he wasn't going to get anything out of that originally, Bill.
Yeah, he had a long, so now it sets up a third down and 7 for Lynn Classical at the 40-yard line. Wideouts, three of them now, to the right side, one near side left. That's Laguerre. Quarterback, Loria, barks out the signals, runs to the right side. Has some blocking, flag goes down, has some holding possibly too. Runs it around very close to the first down, needing 7, but he's just short of the first down on the field. But there's a flag, and I got to think this is coming back.
Yeah, he's pointing in the wrong direction for the Rams here. And again, he had Jaquiel Brown downfield breaking free, but this was coming back no matter what. Ipswich has jumped out in front of Hamilton Wenham by a 34-6 score in the third quarter. And again, both Danvers and Glosh are looking for the roadmap. I think they've closed the door on the end zone in Newell Stadium. They put the door on after signs on.
Well, let's see if the Rams have a big play in them here. They need one. They've got a third down and 17 from their own 30. They're down on the scoreboard, 26-15, third quarter. They send wideouts, two far side right, one near side left. And the quarterback, Loria, takes the direct snap, looks left, now runs to the right side, looks to throw, does down the field. It's up for grabs. Incomplete. Nearly caught down there by Jaquiel Brown. He was defended, looked like he circled around and got some position to make that catch, but there was a defender there as well, Johnny Cosmos. I got to give Laurie a lot of credit for being so poised to release that football. That was nearly, would have been enough for a first down.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed this, because I have not seen any tweet saying that either side scored. And I don't know if this is just wishful thinking on the part of Nick Kukuru, but he's reporting into the third quarter at 7-7.
Here's the punt, and it is Marcel booting it away, goes over midfield, but stops it at the 44. So we're going to find English with good field position, already leading by the 11 points in this game, third quarter.
And now
with a football.
Now Nick is reporting that Christian Sanfilippo took a 51 yards to the end zone, must have found the key to the door, to give Gloucester a lead. So I'm trying to figure out just what is going on in Gloucester. He has become the first junior Christian Sanfilippo. He needed 131 yards to break 1,000 yards, become the first junior to do so. He has 168 in the day, so congratulations to Christian Sanfilippo of Gloucester. He is in my honors class. And outstanding young man on that accomplishment.
Hand off to Shepherd. He's to midfield, down to the still stumbling down inside the 45, down the sidelines to the 40-yard line. Shepherd with 10, 16-yard run right there.
Such a determined runner, just willing himself down the field, not willing to get down, puts the hand down, keeps his balance, and just kept driving along that sideline.
Yeah, anyone else would have been down a long time, a lot earlier on that run than Shepherd.
Okay, so we have a score now of 13-7. Gloucester over Danvers. The extra point was no good. I'm going to have to get with these people in Gloucester to tell them what happened to the first two scores. I saw nothing. There was no tweet on it at all.
Alonzo Robinson to the 35, about a call it a four-yard gain. The spot is at the 36. I'm trying to access the video on it, and I'm not getting on there right now. But
Marblehead 44-0 over Swampscott now.
Thanksgiving morning, 2015. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you here on MSONewsSports.com. Direct snap comes back to Severance, gives to Shepherd, coming near side right, slowed down in the backfield, taken out of bounds with a loss of maybe 1 or 2 yards on that.
Nasco over Peabody, opening up a 45-14 lead in the third quarter.
Pingree, right? Pingree.
Pingree, rather, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. So some of the scores that we do have, well, we have a break here. Gloucester's up on Davis 13-7. Beverly 35-6 over Salem. Marblehead, as I mentioned, 44-0 over Swampscott. 32-0 Peabody over Saugus, 7-6. Winthrop over Revere. We just gave you the Masco score. Ipswich over Hamilton Wenham, 34-6. It's 14-10 Linfield over North Reading. And I haven't had any updates on Newburyport. Ainsbury was leading that at the half, 28-14. And Manchester was leading Georgetown 32-0.
There's a big third down and 8 for English High School from the 38 of Classical. Severance in some trouble, scrambling, throwing over the middle, picked off. I think it's intercepted. It is.
Receivers fell down. They ran into each other. They knocked each other down, and it went right into the hands of number 2, Shaquille Brown.
No. Melvin Nieves got it.
It wasn't number 12.
16. 16.
16? Okay.
Yeah.
Because Brown just handed it off to the official. And all he had to do, it came right to him.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the two wings receivers bounced, ran into each other, knocked each other down, it was right there for the taking. So English literally stops themselves here. Now, does Classical go big strike here? 2:56 left in the third quarter.
Fake handoff to Maria, the quarterback. Loria keeps it. He's got an opening, 45, midfield. He'll be chased down and brought down, but into English territory inside the 35 or right at the 35-yard line.
Well, I think that's what Lynn English was thinking, maybe going big strike. They had the secondary pulled back. The linebackers were a bit deeper. Laurier saw it, faked the inside handoff, and went right through a huge hole. The right guard blasted out, opened up the hole. Laurier followed him, and he just got into that second layer. and was pulled down from behind. Big, big gain on first down.
When you think about it, you don't think of Laurier being 6 foot, 205 pounds, but he's got some good size there. And that time he used it, and it made a very good decision. I don't know if that was designed to do that. He was maybe making that up a little bit, but it was an option. Here are two wideouts each way for Classical High School. Quick pass out on the right side. Jaquiel Brown with it. Picks up 5 yards, maybe six inside the 30 to the 29. If he got the 29, actually, that's just a 5 yard gain. But they spotted at the 30. So it's a quick pass. The short passing game. Loria to Jaquiel Brown. 4 yard gain. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Every week, Tim, we have the longest games. You know, everybody's through the third quarter. They're into the fourth quarter.
People are
home.
And how many times have we got overtime?
No, I mean.
You know, last night, there was the potential for overtime.
Yeah. Three wideouts, near side left, second down and six. The quarterback, Loria, keeps it. Off the left side of the line, he runs, dives it down near the 26. He'll be short of the first down, but that's the kind of run that Classical High School wants to see now in a four-down situation here. They're inside the 30, ball placed at the 26, so it's third down and two.
And that's a shot, too.
Yeah.
And, inside or outside, the last couple of times that they've had this situation where it's been third and short, they've gotten stuffed by the English defense as it stiffens up and seems to anticipate what the Rams are going to do.
Third down, and like you said, Tim, a short two wideouts each way, two each way. Quick pass out on the left side. Chandler Laguerre with it at the 26. Runs it ahead down to the 20. He's got the first down.
What an effort by Laguerre. He caught the ball, took two steps, and as he got to the 25-yard line, there were three English Bulldogs there to try to corral him down, but he just kept pushing forward, and he managed to get the first down, big first down for the Rams.
We saw that. We don't see that play a lot in high school football. That quick pass out, you see Tom Brady do it a lot, kind of right along the line of scrimmage, left or right, and then your receiver has got some space and makes some moves and picks up the yards after the catch. That time we saw Laguerre do it. We saw it last night in the Fenwick-St. Mary's game. Well-executed pass plays by the quarterbacks. Laurier's looked very impressive here on this Thanksgiving for Classical High School. Takes the direct snap, hands off to Maria, coming around right end, 20, 15, taken down, but he gained 6 yards.
But again, let's see, number 53 for Lynn English, Jake Miller, sophomore linebacker, made a touchdown-saving tackle as he managed to get into the feet of Maria and trip him up.
Marty Smith is reporting end of three quarters. Beverly 35, Salem 6. Salem ball on own 41-yard line where they have a third down and 14. Just seconds to play here in the third quarter here at Manning Field. And we're through. Three quarters. It'll be a classical ball when we come back. Hang in there with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work.
No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Second down and four for Lynn Classical. Fake hand. It is a handoff to Laguerre, and the quarterback is sacked. Quarterback Loria. They did not fool on that. Get fooled on that. Sean Hemingway in on one of the hits for English High School. So the Rams lose a few yards on this, pushing them back to the 17. Classical, as we start this fourth quarter in English territory at the Bulldogs 17-yard line, trailing are the Rams in this game by the score of 26-15. So now it's third down and six. They can get a first down at the 11. Wideouts going each way here, two each way. Quarterback Matt Loria has Danny Maria, the running back, beside him to his right. Looks to the left to pass over the middle. Laguerre, the catch at the six. It's a first down. Hit right there. Shepard with the tackle, and now Shepard dinged a little bit. He is sitting down. I don't know what happened to him. He is not getting up, Daquan Shepard. So we have an injury timeout. We'll take it. You're listening to MSONewsSports.com. We're in the fourth quarter now.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
First and goal in Classical at the 5-yard line. Loria throws out on the right side. Brown the catch at the 5. Runs into the end zone. Touchdown.
Dope just inside the pylon, Bill. Great individual effort. And again, Classical storms back and takes. They are now 26-2. 21, and with a two-point conversion, they can build the kick.
Shaquille Brown with the 5-yard catch. But while we were away, Shepard was not getting up for a while. He was sitting on the field with his legs straight out in front of him, but then he got up and kind of walked off. Looked like he didn't look too bad as he was walking off. So that hopefully that's good news. We'll keep an eye on him. Classical now going for the two-point conversion after the 5-yard touchdown pass to Jaquiel Brown. Loria lofts it again to Brown, right corner of the end zone. It's broken up.
Brown is looking for a flag. His number two, Jonathan Cosmos, came in front. Again, they were battling, both looking at the ball. English defender got the inside position and managed to knock the ball away. So it now stands 26-21. And the plot thickens.
It does. It absolutely does. And we'll have it all for you in a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, our blue skies have turned to gray, but we have patches of blue. There's another song like that, too, and I don't know it right now, but and I would not sing it unless I had spent some time at the Shamit, like you've been talking about before the game here today.
I was singing back then.
10:47 to play here in the football game. Classical has just scored on a five-yard touchdown pass, Jaquiel Brown, from quarterback Matt Loria. 26-21 our score. Two-point conversion pass attempt fails. Here's the classical kickoff to English. A bouncing football fielded at the 20-yard line by English High School.
Robinson.
Yep. Run back by Alonzo out to the 35. So a 15-yard return for the running back. 10.5 minutes to play here on Thanksgiving Day. I don't think anybody's left. As I say that, I could see some people walking away down the street here, heading toward the Boston Street. But it's been a big crowd here tonight, today, for Thanksgiving. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you. Hitting the noontime hour, just about. Well, you could have, if it's noontime, Tim, go ahead and have a piece of turkey. Go ahead, if you'd like. Here is
Cassian told us he was going to provide that today. Big run here.
This is, again, that's Alonzo Robinson on the first down run from the 35-yard line. Gets it out over the 40.
Late
on a
flag coming
run.
In from the back, Judge Bill. Interesting to see what call this is because basically it was at the end of the play. The runner was already down. Against Lynn Classical.
It'll give them the first down because they're only about 4 yards short of the first down. If it were a five-yard penalty, but it's more than a five-yard penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty, a face mask call with 10.5 to play. That pushes English not only up over midfield, but all the way down to the 43 of Lynn Classical, where they got a first down. Again, earlier today, right at the beginning of the game, Danny Rose looked like he went out hurt for Classical High School. And so that was a big blow to the Rams, if that's in fact that we haven't really gotten confirmation on that piece. And here's the direct snap. Severance, the quarterback, keeps it. He goes for 2 yards before being brought down. Number of different players in on the stop, including David Barnum of Classical High School. The offensive line for English High School, anchored by Frank Perry, Jake Miller, Tyshawn Mentor, Jeremy Garcia, Emil Rossi, and then Brian Nunez working his way in as well. Defensively up front for Classical High School, Renzo Papatara, Nora Morris, Ahmed Jalasco, and Javier Delgado. See, also defensively, Marcus Rivera back at an outside linebacker spot, it looks like. Now moving back to the corner, to a corner. Severance on second down. Again, the give is to Alonzo Robinson, and he gets a yard maybe, struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage. Shy of the 40. Ball marked down at the 40. A 1 yard gain for Robinson. This will be third down and about 9 minutes to play. 26-21, a 4-point game. So it's a one possession game here at Manning Field.
And you can see the intensity of Classical with the tackle, trying to get on the man early and bring him down. Gang tackling, hoping to maybe strip the ball away. We've had some updated scores. Here's some finals. Essex Tech over Northeast 32-6. Manchester Essex over Georgetown 39-8. Ainsbury Newbury people may be getting home a little bit later for their turkey dinners as with 40 seconds left. They're tied at 28.
Tyler Story, a split end out to the right side. It's third down and 8. Severance and English will call timeout.
Continuing with the scores, Linfield over North Reading 28-10. Hamilton, Hamilton Wenham losing Ipswich 34-14 in the second half. Pingree losing to Massanomet 45-14. Winthrop bleeding Revere 13-12. And that is about it for the updates. Beverly 42-6 as Alex Copeland has punched in a touchdown.
Great to have you with us on our Thanksgiving Day broadcast here on MSO News Sports. Don't forget to check back on the website later on. We have some post-game comments and so on from different people that we can that we will hopefully put up on our website from this game, from the Beverly-Salem game as well, for sure. So here's a third down and eight for English High School. Matt Severance comes down, has them down, and now Classical calls a timeout.
Again, just trying to get a look on what English was going to set up in.
I'd like to thank all of our sponsors for the 2015 football season for their support. Sylvan Street Grill, Honeydew Donuts, Moynihan Lumber, Moore GMC, Harrington Trophy, Gloria Food Store, as well as our Lynn sponsors, which would include Lynn Museum, Columbia Insurance, Porthole Restaurant, Lynn Auditorium, and the Daily Item of Lynn. If you'd like to email us at any time, do so, msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at msonewsports, msonewsports. We do update comments. We do update that Twitter feed during the day with both news and sports information that we think is relevant for the North Shore. Third down and eight. Severance again takes the snap, now keeps it. Just running right ahead. He's to the 35, to the 30. He's got the first down to the 31. And he's pushed to the sidelines. Matt Severance. That was Severance by design all the way, I believe.
Yeah, he just, as soon as he got the ball from the center, he just took off, angling left behind the line and trying to get as much as he could. Again, when you've got Daquan Shepard in the backfield, he's your number one priority as the defense. That's what you got to focus on. And he went to the right, and you could see some of the linebackers shift, and that opened up that left side for Severance.
Right, and Shepard, by the way, is back, and thanks for mentioning that, because he went out with that injury. And so he is back, and as we mentioned earlier, at the time when he went out on that on the defensive side of the football, it did look, as eventually as he did walk off, as though he was sitting on the field for a couple of minutes, that he looked okay. So here are wideouts each way. First down for English at the Classical 30-yard line. Shepard takes his handoff, comes around right in, eludes one tackle, and strung out, and he gets 3 yards maybe down to the 27.
General Laguerre missed him in the backfield as Shepard was able to just get out of his grasp. And yet Laguerre never gave up on the play and was there to assist on the tackle at the sideline as he was pushed out of bounds. So he never gave up on the play.
Right now, English is eating up a lot of clock here with this possession for sure. The time remaining now is 7.5 minutes in the game. They have the 5-point lead, 26-21. 7.5 to play here at Manning Field in Lynn. Bill Newell and Tim Kearns with you here on Thanksgiving Day. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night every Monday night here on MSONewsSports.com. And Monday, winter sports practices begin. Shepard takes the handoff out of the tailback spot. Gets hit right away. Gets a yard shy of the 25. Let me place it down at the 26. Now, again, English faced with a third down and about six. 7:14 to play. Again, we could not do this without the support of our local sponsors, and we do appreciate them supporting the North Shore High School football scene, North Shore sports scene. And again, we do want to thank all of our coaches and athletic directors from this fall, from all the schools that we've covered this year, for all of their help. Could not do it without them. So here is our two wideouts, far side right. Third down and six for English High School. Severance pitches it to Shepard coming right, around the right end, cut down. He has 2, maybe 3 yards. This will set up a fourth down and maybe 3 or maybe 4.
Nice job by Lynn Klaska stretching that play out, not giving him very many lanes to run through. Number six, Johan Marcel, Danny Maria, number 5 over there also for Lynn Klaska, with Matt Laurier chipping in as well. So again, to bring down Shepard, it is definitely a group effort.
All right, it is a fourth down and four. Emil Rossi chugging back out onto the field, one of the linemen for English High School, 6'3", 250-pound sophomore. And we have just under 6 minutes to play in this game. Clock running here, 26-21, English leading. They have the football. The Rams need the big play here again. Here they're coming, finding themselves in that situation. Each team has had them here today. And now a timeout has been called by the Bulldogs. Tim, you all set for some shows at the Lynn Auditorium coming up here?
I'll
got
tell
Chicago
you,
coming into town, you know.
Chicago is good, but there's one other that I'm very interested in.
Paul Anka.
That's the man, yeah.
Paul Anka.
Yeah,
Johnny Mathis. Chicago tickets are on sale now. Melissa Etheridge is coming up. Steve Miller Band. Oh, they already had Steve.
Plus Gag must have put on a...
No, they've already had that.
Fabulous,
they've already had him.
Fabulous show.
Chicago's February 5th.
That's one. Bring all your brass instruments for
isn't
that
one. Yeah. That's the night of your holiday. Oh, that's December 5th, your holiday
yeah,
party.
December 5th,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I would not be allowed out of the house on that night. Because there's not many other places I'd rather be on that night with the gang of people that'll be there. Yourself and Mr. Moore and Mr. Smith included.
5 minutes, 42 seconds to play in this one. It's Thanksgiving Day on MSONewsSports.com and other places as well. Thanks for being with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Here's a fourth down and four for English. Ball is placed down at the 24-yard line. They need to get just inside the 20, but it is a true fourth and four here. Three wideouts near side left. Shepherd, the halfback, to the left of quarterback Matt Severance. One wideout far side right. Severance keeps looking to the near sideline here, the freshman quarterback. They've got the lead, and he keeps it. Runs straight ahead. He dances inside the 20 for the first down.
He did the pirouette, spun out of the trouble and found a little gap, enough to get the first down, and he's a happy young man there. 13-7, yep. Thank you. 2 minutes to go in Gloucester. They're still leading Danvers 13-7. Danvers at the 49-yard line. They've got a couple of big first downs, so that one's going to get down to the wire. This one is going to get down to the wire, though Lynn English is trying to put a little bend in that wire. Linfield over North Reading, 28-10 going into the fourth. Let's see.
Marty is Salem. Salem is driving second and six from the Beverly 11. Marty Smith reporting from Bertram Field in Salem.
And he also reported there's like 3 minutes to go, so that game is coming to an end.
First and 10 now for English High School. Alonzo Robinson this is Shepherd taking it, coming around left end, strung out, no gain. Classical defense is there. Danny Maria in on the hit, along with Matt Loria. So Shepherd strung out. I don't think he got anything. He might have lost a foot.
In the overtime, Newburyport scored on the 10-yard touchdown from Shea to La Valley, and they scored the 2 points, so they take a 36-28 lead over Amesbury. Amesbury now getting the ball to see if they can continue.
Well, they're calling it looks like close to a 2-yard loss. Call it really kind of a 1-yard loss. Second down and 11 for the Bulldogs. Ball resting just outside the 20. Got to get down to the 9 for a first down. Wideouts each way. Now 2-3 to the right side for English High School. Quarterback Severance calls a signal again, keeps it, starts up the right side, and he's knocked down near the line of scrimmage. He might have picked up 1 yard. Jaquiel Brown there also defensively for Classical High School.
Johann
yeah, you got it, right.
Was there, and again, the key is just keep stringing it out, keep your gaps filled.
Final score in Salem, 42-6.
So congratulations to the Panthers. They will finish 8-3 on the year. That was their goal going into the game, and they accomplished that goal. Salem finishes at 2-9. Davis has one timeout left in the game against Gloucester. It's around less than 2 minutes to play there. And Newburyport has come back to defeat Amesbury 36-28 in overtime.
Tim, there's a flag down across the way. I'm not sure what this is. The official is coming over to talk with Coach Chris Carroll of English High School. English on the near side, Classical on the far side. And 3 minutes, 52 seconds remaining on the stadium clock here at Manning Field.
Masco is a final, 45-14.
Over Pingree?
Over Pingree.
Yeah.
Fishermen take two knees, clock winding down into 30 seconds. So Gloucester held on fourth down.
Classical fans trying to step it up here and have the Rams hold here. Yet another timeout here. We are running the clock here. Maybe there was a penalty. We're down to 3:36, and now they've stopped the clock. Probably adjusting it. Third down and 11 for Lynn English High School. Two wideouts near side left, including Tyler Story, who's been kept kind of in check here. And now English calls timeout.
I think the referee heard that from the coach's box. I can hear Clint.
Well, the headsets. English coaches wanted a timeout down to our left here.
Calling for the timeout, and finally Severance turned around. But Gloucester has defeated Danvers 13-7. Gloucester finishes at 9-2. Danvers finishes at 8-4. So Gloucester comes back and turns the tables on Danvers from last year. What a great game that must have been, 13-7. Two really, really good teams going at it hammer and tongs. Neither one giving up a whole lot in that first half, and then both teams managing to break the end zone, though I didn't see who scored the first touchdown for either team, because it didn't make it to the tweeter. I'm going to have to go back and check my fees, but I did not see it because I've been on this thing constantly.
Third down and 11 for English High School. Severance has the team down. Two wideouts near side left, and he'll throw to the left. And Story is there, catches it at the two, and he's taken down in the end zone. No, taken down at the goal line. One official wanted to call it a touchdown, I believe, and the other one did not. And I don't think it was, but it was so close. But the ball is going to be resting right on the goal line. I think that's the right call, although one official really felt like it might have been a touchdown because he wanted to raise his hands. That's a little strange, but time running here. The clock is running here, 2:54. Again, adjusting it here, making sure that it matches up on the field. So just under 3 minutes to play here. And this would be the... probably the put-away touchdown, and now a timeout is called by Lynn Classical High School.
And one of the neat aspects of the Gloucester-Danvers football Thanksgiving Day tradition is they have a trophy that goes to the winning side every year. And last year, Danvers maintained the trophy, and Nick Kukuru has just tweeted that the Danvers captains came onto the field, out to midfield, and handed it to the Gloucester captains. So a very classy act by the part of the Danvers football team and their captains, and we know they'll be back next year.
Well, you know, when you really look at that Northeastern Conference this year, it was really one of the more balanced among four teams. Could have any one of those four really, in essence, could have won that thing. That includes Beverly, Marblehead, Danvers, and Gloucester, for that matter. So here we go, and Severance from the one off to Shepherd. He's in. Daquan Shepherd, his third touchdown of the Thanksgiving Day game.
Oh, that is a big, big, big touchdown for
one-yard touchdown run for Shepherd.
For Lynn English, that is his at least third touchdown today?
Yep. 32-21 right now. So English responding to some adversity here today when the Classical has come back with some big plays. Shepherd got the first one on a 3-yard touchdown run. He got a 16-yard run in the second quarter. And here, that's his fourth touchdown, isn't it? Yeah, it's his fourth touchdown. Excuse me. Shepherd now with four touchdowns here today. That'll send some people to the exits probably. It is. But a good crowd here today, Thanksgiving Day at Manning Field and Lynn. Here are the Bulldogs going for a two-point conversion. I formation in the backfield. Fake handoff to the tailback. Pass to the left side of the end zone. It is good. Caught by Brett Holy. So Holy catches the two-point conversion down to the left and into the end zone, making it 34-21, Lynn English High School. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the announcers who week in and week out do such a great job in bringing the action to all of us. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Tim Kearns work very hard to present the best coverage possible. I also want to congratulate all the coaches and players who are involved, as well as all other people, young and old, in each city and town, who contribute in some way to making this day so special for sports fans across the North Shore. Whatever the game of your choice may be, and whatever its outcome, I hope your day will be filled with pleasant memories spent among family and close friends.
2 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in this Thanksgiving game between Lynn English and Lynn Classical. Chris Carroll in his first year as head coach at English High School, looking for his first win in this Thanksgiving Day rivalry matchup with crosstown rivals Classical High School. Again, a special thanks to everyone involved in the game that has helped us throughout the year. Chris Carroll, head football coach at English High School, his athletic director, Gary Malaya, and we do a little shout-out to English High principal Tom Strange. Here's the English kickoff to Classical, coming down at the 16-yard line, fielded there by the Rams and run back out by Marcus Rivera out to the 30, 33 or so. And on the Classical side of things, special thanks again to Coach Tim Phelps, Bill Devin, their athletic director, and a shout-out to Classical High principal Gene Constantino, former coach himself, girls basketball coach at Classical High School, knows the athletic scene very well. So, again, we could not do it without these people, and also, of course, all the coaches and athletic directors who have helped us out throughout the year.
Yeah, I want to put a special thanks out on my part to Beverly head coach Dan Bauer.
Oh, snap is low. It gets behind the quarterback, and quarterback Loria just covers it up. So things are not going well here in the final moments for Classical here.
As our weekly Panther preview, we'll have one more to do, and it's our annual Panther review as we look at the season in totality. We'll look at today's victory over Salem, but then look at some of the highs and lows of this past season and what to look forward to for the Panthers in 2016. And also to Coach Tony Zarilli for the Fisherman Forecast that Rick took over and did this year for me. And again, they're giving us their extra time during the course of the week to give us an update and a preview again of what to expect.
Here's the heave way down on the right for Jaquiel Brown, incomplete. A little bumping there, but inadvertently, and the pass is incomplete. A minute 53 to play in this football game.
Yeah, and it was more initiated by the intended receiver, Jaquiel Brown, on the defensive back as he tried to get to the sideline and get turned around, but both equally going for the ball. So good non-call by the side judge there.
Yeah, I think I was kind of looking to see if the flag would come out, but it did not, and probably the absolute right call to make. 1 minute.
Well, for 50. One team, the turkey will taste a little bit sweeter, and for the other, maybe not so tasty, as you always want to walk away, with the W. But the way that both teams have played today, no one has anything to hang their head about. Both gave great efforts. English made a few more plays than the Classical.
Quarterback Loria back to pass. He's in trouble back at the 10-yard line. Here's the rush. He can't get rid of it. And he is taken down. Big stop there. Brett Holy coming in and finishing him off. All the way back at the 15-yard line.
Now 1:35 left, and the time is not on Lynn Classical side. It's 4th and 23 for the Rams. He had receivers deep. He just couldn't find the time to get his feet set and to get it down the field. Pressure coming, and he had to keep moving. And speaking of moving, Bill Newell has suited up with his cool weather gear, and so he'll be heading down to the field to talk to both coaches and probably a couple of players.
Yeah, we hope to do that and be able to post that on our website before the day is out on this Thanksgiving holiday.
So family all made it in safely last night?
They did. They got in at midnight, and my wife went down to get them.
And did you get the wipes?
I did get the wipes. I got the baby wipes. Yep, I did. Yes.
And they've been walking to the parking lot, and Bill says, I just got the text, I have to get baby wipes.
Well.
My grandparents' work is never done.
Well, I know. My daughter texts from New York or somewhere. They flew in from quite a ways away, and they, in a layover, and did you get wipes? Why would I get them?
I know.
You know, come on. We were parents, but we haven't been, you know.
Exactly.
We haven't been
changing. Is that your job now?
Yeah. So here we are. Is Loria back standing at the six. Here's the pressure coming at him, and he's going to go down as he gets back up to the 11 on fourth down, and that will be it for Classical on the possession. And the English Bulldogs will take over.
Again, Ed Lynette, remember, former Gary Malier is expressing his joy. As I had just mentioned, for one team, it's going to taste a little bit sweeter today. And he came in echoing that.
Sugar on my turkey.
So the Bulldogs will put the knee down here to put the knee down.
That's a set I would like to have seen. Gary is just about as happy as I've ever seen him winning a football game.
And they do put the knee down, and the clock runs here. And we'll have a final score of 34-21. Score sheet here on two sheets here.
Well, you know, for Lynn Classic, it was just a couple of missed opportunities early on. But again, you have to credit the Lynn English defense that stepped up and made plays when they had to make them. We had two great games turned in, one by Daquan Shepard of Lynn English and the other by Chandler Laguerre for Lynn Classical, both of whom will lead the field today, knowing that, one, their careers are going to continue, if they so choose, at the next level, and that they left everything they had out on the field today for their respective teams. And again, there's probably been no more impressive individuals that we've seen this year than those two young men as well, Bill.
No. So they that's it. As the clock runs down, English has defeated Classical here by the score of 34-21.
And Bill, in his role as captain, I'm sure he is. Danny Rose is leading the Lynn Classical players out to midfield to congratulate the English Bulldogs on their victory. And he looks like he may have his left knee braced because there's no flex in his knee. And that was on the very first play of the game. He went down and did not return. So that's a memory that you know, he'll keep and wish, you know, could I have done something? Because as a player, that's what you do. You know, did I do enough? Did I help my team, you know, to win today? And unfortunately, he was unable to continue after that opening kickoff for the duration of the game. And would it have made a difference? We'd never know. I'm ready.
You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Okay, I'm Tim Kearns with the wrap-up as Bill Newell has again ascended the elevator to field level to again talk to coaches and players in the aftermath of Lynn English's 34-21 win over the Lynn Classical Rams. Give you an update on the other scores around that we have as finals. Gloucester defeats Danvers 13-7. Beverly over Salem, 42-6. The last score we had from Marblehead Swansea was 44-0. Peabody over Saugus, 45-0. Winthrop was hanging on for what appeared to be a 15-12 win over Revere. Masconaut all over Pingree, 45-14. Hamilton Wenham fell to Ipswich, 41-14. In the fourth quarter, it was Linfield, 28, North Reading, 10. Newburyport came back to defeat Amesbury 36-28 in overtime. Manchester Essex moved to 6-5 in the season with a 39-8 win over Georgetown. Essex Tech over Northeast 30-6. In the last score we had, Melrose was leading Wakefield 22-0. In our game here at Manning Field, it was an exciting game, a great follow-up to last night's St. Mary's contest against Bishop Fenwick, in which Fenwick 136-30, and again in a tightly fought game. But with 9:17 to go, in the first quarter, it was a 3-yard run from Daquan Shepard. It was 66-yard run, setting up that he had had a couple of plays before. The extra point attempt failed, 6-0. Lynn English. English back on the board again in the first quarter. A 6-yard run by Matt Severance. The pass failed. It's 12-0, Lynn English over the Rams. With in the second quarter at the 9:54 mark, a pass play, 82 yards, Chandler Legear from Matt Lauria. Ismail Johnson, the point after 12-7, Classical was back in the game. A safety by Chandler Legear not long afterwards closed the gap to 12-9. However, Lynn English would strike again as Daquan Shepard scores his second of the afternoon with 1:53 left in the second quarter. The two-point attempt failed, 18-9, Lynn English. And finally, with basically no time left on the clock, a 2-yard run by Matt Lauria. The kick failed for Lynn Classical, 18-15 at the half, and the game was on. In the third quarter, the tension continued as again Daquan Shepard, a 1-yard blast, made it 24-15. The pass to Brett Holy up the score to 26-15, but Lynn Classical comes back in the fourth quarter with 10:47 left to go. Jaquale Brown pass for the touchdown, closed the gap to 26-21 as the extra point attempt failed. Daquan Shepard with his fourth score of the day closed out the scoring with 2:36 left, a 1 yard run, the extra point good to Brad Holy for a 34-21 lead, and that was our final score. So for Bill Newell, Rick Moore, and everybody else on the staff, I'm Tim Kearns, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check the MSONewsSports.com website for the upcoming basketball and hockey schedule as we enter the next season of covering Northeast Conference high school sports. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll be talking to you soon.